This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Initiate procedure.
Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
MJ Morning Show.
Rock and roll. Showtime.
Why would I be saying it just like that, Fester? What do you think?
In the years that I've known you, that's the first attempt at any kind of Southern accent I've ever heard. And I'm really, if it's what I'm thinking, I'm really geeked out about this. I think this is so cool.
Well, what? Bless your heart.
Paula Deen.
No.
Paula Deen died.
Paula Deen.
I made you some butter and biscuits.
I think this is one of the coolest things.
Really obscure hints or clues, and a lot of times Fester knows exactly what I'm doing, and that comes from working together for the first MJ Morning Show and MJ and BJ. That was 18 years. So when I say, "Well, bless your heart," what comes to what do you think I'm referring to?
All right, first of all, I think you're way off base because it has nothing to do with this particular person, but it has to be Dolly Parton.
What? Survey says Jazz
died?
No.
She didn't die, okay. Frog.
You don't know what she did? The story came out yesterday. She did probably one of
something
the most
to do with her boobs,
amazing things that she could do with her money.
Dolly Parton donated back in April, and we'll get into this in much more detail later on, but Dolly Parton donated $1 million. They were then in turn instrumental in helping to develop the Moderna. It's a Moderna or Moderna? I think you got to go dare Moderna.
The D silent. It's yeah. Moderna.
No, it's not. No. It's the Moderna vaccine, which now they're saying is 94.5% effective. Roxanne, look at that
difference when you deal with millions and millions of people.
Well, bless your heart. What comes to mind when I think of Dolly? How could anyone hate Dolly Parton? Even found out about her $1 million. Donation. How could anybody dislike Dolly Parton?
Yeah, she's great.
We should play Working 9 to 5 all morning long back to back just to celebrate.
You know, I wouldn't be mad if we played nothing but Dolly Parton songs today.
You know, I played that on my afternoon show yesterday. When I talked about this on the Schnitt Show yesterday, which, by the way, the Schnitt Show has moved now 3 to 6 on a whole new radio station. The Schnitt Show is now on 1010 AM, Money Talk 1010. WHFS, also in Tampa on 92.1 FM and on 103.1 FM. So the Schnitt Show, 3 to 6 p.m., that's moved. And I played 9 to 5, which we'll talk about Dolly in more detail later on. But that's an incredible story.
Good for her.
It really is.
She's an angel.
Well, bless your heart.
Bless those boobs.
I wonder if she's going to elaborate on it when she does her Playboy interview.
Well, bless your boobs.
Yeah, I thought so. What you're going to say is she's posing again.
They've been blessed, all right.
Is that confirmed, though?
It was a rumor.
It was a rumor. We don't know if it's confirmed. If it's it was a rumor that she might pose again for Playboy on her, 75th birthday coming up?
Pose on the 75th.
Yes. Wait, what do you say, 78th?
No, I think it's her 78th.
No, Joe Biden's going to be 78.
Yeah, wait a minute. Let me check.
Just getting rolling, folks. It's a busy. Was this Wednesday already?
Yes, sir.
All right. Busy. Fester, you're pretty good. I'm telling you. I'm impressed. Well, bless your heart. It's the MJ Morning Show. We're back in moments. Just getting rolling. This is Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Did you see the Elon Musk deal? Not the fact, you know, with the successful SpaceX launch on, what was that, Sunday night? Yeah, and I videoed that. I put it up on my social media from my street, just from 122.3 miles away. The amazing rocket's orange glare. And the rockets are orange.
Yeah, it's a frog. Come on. I wanted to duet with you.
Well, it's I just said orange glare, and you're going red glare.
All right, let's try it again.
And the
three, two, one.
And the rockets orange glare. Elon Musk's rocket is in the air.
Ew.
Aside from that, but his Tesla success, did you see that? With his stock going up, this is an incredible. Elon Musk's net worth zoomed up like $15 billion in a day.
What?
His net worth went up $15 billion in a day, and I saw a story that he's bypassed Mark Schmuckerberg from Facebook.
How annoyed is Mark now?
Oh, man, he probably went home to his wife, son of a bitch.
I must kill him with lasers.
With my laser eyes.
Stare at him into his soul.
Man, Mark Zuckerberg is just as creepy. What is it?
He is. Robot.
What is it about that guy? I'm telling you, you're right. It's like Mark Zuckerberg. He's not human. He's like, there's something with you.
Mark Zuckerberg is Bill Gates' robot. He built him.
Almost seems like it.
He just seems very socially. I mean, it's kind of funny. He's in social media, made his fortune by ripping off those Winklevoss twins, right?
Yeah,
right. Great movie.
All right. He ripped off the Winklevoss twins. So Mark Zuckerberg is worth a fortune, but Elon Musk, with his skyrocketing stock, he's now bypassed Mark Zuckerberg. See ya. He waved goodbye to Mark Zuckerberg as he zipped by in a Tesla.
And then got on a jet.
Do you think these guys really care? If you're number four richest man, and now I'm number five.
I do.
When it gets to that point, I think it's all about competition.
I do. I think that there is a competition. I absolutely do. But the stats are also incredible. With Mark Zuckerberg falling back a little bit, or Elon Musk, shooting ahead, they say Elon Musk, if you do the math, with him zooming up, his net worth going up $15 billion in a day, that's $174,000 per second.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. How do you feel when you wake up that morning?
Oh, I made $15 last night.
Chew on that. As folks are in food lines around the country, as Metropolitan Ministries is running short on food this year. If he can't give to Metropolitan Ministries, Roxanne, you brought this up last week. So we got to give out information for Metropolitan Ministries.
Definitely.
Didn't you handed me something last week?
I believe I did.
Yeah, or is it Fester? Who handed me?
I may have sent you something.
We'll let Roxanne go.
Hello?
Yeah, I know. It's not. No, I think.
Are you confused? If you're confused, don't make it so obvious, all right?
Listen, if this time of year, I always try to remind everyone.
Somebody handed me a Metropolitan Ministry story.
Oh, I'll tell you. It definitely wasn't me.
It wasn't Froggy, so we can eliminate it down to just the two people.
But gotcha.
This time of year, I always encourage everybody. Metropolitan Ministries does a great job being the greater Tampa Bay area for the people in need. But Elon Musk, $15 billion in 5 minutes.
Yeah, how about that?
I saw the pre-market action yesterday.
He was made $10.4 million a minute.
What?
$174,000 a second is what his net worth zoomed up yesterday. That's just incredible. All right, just getting rolling here. It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show at 6:27. It's Q105 MJ here along with Roxanne and Fester and Froggy. And yeah, I guess that was kind of Jeopardy sounding. The answer is F-150 pickup. What is the question? All right, did you see the story? When I say F-150, besides the fact that you have owned F-150 pickups, Yes, Frog.
Is this a quiz?
Yeah, is this a guessing game that you're going to do?
Because I have an answer.
I just said the answer is F-150 pickup truck.
So I have a guess.
Froggy.
In a form of a question, please.
Hey, what is your question?
What is the car that Fester crashed back in the day that the old man said, oh, God?
Well, that is correct.
Yes!
Yay! Well,
but not the answer I'm looking for.
No, it's
not exactly what I'm... The reason why I said F-150 is because I saw a story yesterday. Pickup truck-sized asteroid came within less than 300 miles of hitting Earth on... I guess this was on Monday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, on Monday. An asteroid, listen, the story says this. This is why I said F-150. An asteroid roughly the size of a Ford F-150 flew less than 300 miles away from Earth. This was, I guess, over the weekend, setting a record for the closest known asteroid to fly past the planet without hitting it, according to NASA. So my question was, so the story says... an asteroid roughly the size of a Ford F-150. Why didn't they say roughly the size of a Chevy Silverado?
Or a Nissan Frontier?
More like the Titan, I think, Frog.
Okay, so the Frontier smaller.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a Titan.
Why don't you get with the automotive program over here, tough
well,
guy?
I am a Titan owner.
I am really in...
Wait a second.
I have a Titan.
You drive a Titan and you didn't say Titan? You went with the smaller pickup?
Well, because I'm trying to think of those weenies who own the Fords. You know, we're comparing here. The Nissan Frontier is the Ford of the Nissans. You know what I'm saying?
The Titan. The F-150 is a fine pickup truck, by the way.
Yes, it is.
I don't understand this. So whoever wrote the story said an asteroid the size of a Ford F-150 just missed the Earth last week, as far as in astronomical terms. But why did they say a Chevy Silverado? Why did they say, you're right, a Nissan, but not the Frontier, a Nissan Titan? You've got the Toyota Tundra, right? The Chevy Silverado. You've got the Ram, like 1500, 2500, right?
Yeah, the 15.
Yeah, the 1500, 20. So why'd they pick Ford F-150?
Because you've heard of asteroid mining. Now there are asteroid sponsorships, and
maybe
Ford bought an asteroid sponsorship.
Or a Tesla truck.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe it's because the F-150, is it the best-selling pickup in America?
Yeah,
is that the number one selling vehicle.
So maybe that's why, because the F-150, I think, is typically the number one selling pickup truck, and it might even be at sometimes the number one selling vehicle in America. Oh, Fester just brought up a list here.
Top 25 selling cars. Number one, the F-150.
Look at that. Number two is the Chevy Silverado.
Ooh. What's the one that ISIS uses?
Look at this. Number three is the Dodge Ram, the 1500, 2500, and 3500. The Toyota RAV4. What year is this? Is this current?
Really? From Car and Driver magazine?
Yeah, I guess so.
Surveys of SUVs in 2020. Yeah, top ranked sellers.
So number one F-Series pickup, F-150. Chevy Silverado, Ram 1525 or 3500. Toyota RAV4, Honda CR-V, Honda Civic. The Chevy Equinox is number seven.
How is a Honda Civic a truck?
No, it's
no, these are these are vehicles. Oh, you haven't seen the Honda Civic 4-ton vehicle, the 4-ton load carrying Honda Civic.
I like the ISIS Tacomas they all drive
with the giant cargo bed in the back. You haven't seen that frog?
Love it.
What were we going to say, Roxanne?
I was going to say, I cheated and I looked up F-150 before we went to break because I had absolutely nothing to add in terms of that discussion. And I did find this really cool thing that just came out yesterday. So F-150s, the 2021 version, they convert their seats recline all the way down into a nearly flat surface.
Wow.
Okay, so you can make like a bed
out of
the
head? You can make a bed.
Wow.
So you can lay flat as the asteroid comes barreling toward Earth and hits you in your F-150.
So you're saying the F-150 is the most conducive homeless vehicle, right?
Yeah.
Look
or exactly. doing it vehicle.
Look at that. Froggy, you all set to go on Friday? Are you still concerned that this could be extremely dangerous? The Friday Fall Concert Series returns this Friday. At least that's what Froggy claims. And you've been kind of hemming and hawing and moaning. Oh, this could be the most dangerous one ever. This could be. So what's the story?
The story is we're going to have an amazing performance to celebrate the year of what I like to call Sucksgiving.
Did I hear you talk about plywood? That you need to cut plywood? Did I
We need to build some sort of a holding structure for what I plan on doing. But plywood, there's going to be glass involved in this one. Let me just say this.
Is it real glass or?
Yeah.
No, it's stunt movie glass.
Yeah, it's sugar glass. I got it from my local stunt store.
All right, fine. Where is the local stunt prop store?
Oh, you know, right by Stunt Street.
You know what? I need those bottles. I need those liquor bottles and wine bottles to crack over people's head. Where
whenever you make a mistake.
Where is the local stunt store? Is that over near University Mall?
I don't know, but I want to go. Right by the Spencer's, apparently.
Yeah. Is that by the sporting goods store that guy torched? Did they ever catch that guy?
I don't know.
Which one?
The guy that, during the unrest, the guy that torched that sporting goods store over on Fowler.
Did they got on camera?
Oh God! It was like the guy posed for a driver's license shot.
That was a Champs,
Herb Ritz photograph.
Yeah, that was Champs. Did they ever catch the guy? I mean,
how could they not?
That picture was perfect. It was like an unbelievable. You couldn't ask. Oh yeah, Fester found it. Yeah, Tampa man arrested in arson that destroyed Champs during night of unrest. Terrence Lee Hester Jr., 20, accused of setting the May 31st fire that destroyed the store and caused $1.25 million in damages. Is Champs still closed?
It's still closed, yeah. I think that whole plaza, that whole side of the plaza is still shut down.
Sucks. Awful.
A Vietnamese restaurant was there. I know a Red Wing Shoes was in that plaza. Yeah, a lot of things.
Yes, but back to my amazing...
Go back.
Sorry for
the detour there, dude.
Yes, my amazing performance that Skrizzle will be performing on Friday has to do with Thanksgiving and how it sucks this year. And then there's going to be a spectacular finale, as I like to call it. Not a stunt. Finale.
All right, so Froggy with the finale, and again, the song this time, what's it about?
Oh, it's called Sucksgiving, and it's about how Thanksgiving
it's early, you did say that. I'm
God,
sorry.
Why don't you pay attention to your own show, dude?
I do.
You know?
What show are you amateur? I'm sorry. All right, give me a break.
It's like amateur all around.
Roxanne, back in the day when we'd get something messed up, MJ would give us a look and goes, what morning show are you listening to in your headphones?
Now I'm telling you.
I'm sorry, you're right. You did say Thanksgiving. Okay. And by the way, I do agree with Sucksgiving or Thanksgiving this year because we have now had two severe alterations at my house. We've got a Thanksgiving update at my place. So we'll get to that coming up in just a bit. Froggy stunt. Now, is this dangerous?
Finale.
All right. Your finale for your sucky Thanksgiving song. For the Friday Fall Concert Series, is this potentially dangerous?
But which one of my potential five number one hits of the last 5 weeks has not been dangerous? Tell me that. This one's going to top them all. Until the finale of the whole concert series. And then my friend...
Froggy, every day when I come, when my daughter comes home, she says, so what did Froggy do today?
Can I watch it?
So we watch on Fridays, and I find each week I have to turn the volume down more often because the songs are getting a little bit racy. Not racy, but more
racy.
Inappropriate for three-year-olds.
Tell your three-year-old.
Sucksgiving, right off the bat, I can tell I'm going to have to do volume down.
Well, Sucksgiving is very appropriate because at my house, two big changes. Really, in the last 2 days, we found something out last night, which has severely altered things. We're in a COVID world. You know, we're not driving the bus, folks. COVID is driving the bus. So we'll explain coming up in just a bit. Oh, and speaking of the whole COVID thing, I don't know if I get this dog walking deal. Did you see?
Yeah.
We have got to talk about this.
That's weird.
Yeah. If you walk your dog, your risk of getting COVID is much greater. What the heck is that? Hold on to that thought. We'll get to it next on the MJ Morning Show.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, Q105, 640. MJ here with Froggy Fester and Roxanne. And, oh, one other thing on the F-150-sized asteroid. You know, even if that was coming straight at, like, Houston or Clearwater, a 300-mile near miss is what they say here on this ad. The size of a F-150, do you think that that is going to hit? That's going to burn up a pickup truck-sized asteroid. That's not making it through the Earth's atmosphere as it's zooming in at, you know, 26,000 miles an hour. The friction, that's going to completely burn. I don't even know if you're going to have a pebble or a grain of sand go plink, you know, on a window somewhere. That's going to totally burn up. So when you hear those stories, it's like, oh, near miss, a refrigerator-sized asteroid. Those things are going to burn up. All right, I'm confused here. I don't get this. You know, as I read numerous iterations of this story last night, the headline is like sensational. It kind of makes you, you know, jerk your neck, snap your neck. Oh, wow, what is this? The headline, which is all over the place, multiple sources, is that dog owners who walk their dogs are at a much higher risk of contracting COVID-19. But then you kind of dig into the story. I'm like, where the hell did they come up with this? Because it's significant. At least the claim is very sensational. Dog owners who walk their dogs 78% more likely to come down with COVID-19, according to a new study.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not buying. I'm telling you right now, a lot of morning shows across the country, they're probably talking about this story this morning, and they're like, wow, probably not questioning where this came from. This seems ridiculous to me.
I do not believe everything I read, and this is a perfect example. Well, don't call me a conspiracy theorist.
I'm glad you don't believe everything you read.
No, but a lot of people do. It's like, oh, this is an article. This must be true.
I believe everything I read.
Well, especially the conspiracy garbage on the internet. What people see on the internet or on Facebook, I mean, it's ridiculous what some people believe.
The fine art of critical thinking is going away. So I looked into this.
Yeah.
University of Grenada study. Grenada, yeah. That too.
Yep.
And what I found, didn't find out how to pronounce it, but I did find...
By the way, the Grenada was a Ford car.
Well, we were talking about Ford cars. Why wouldn't I have that on my mind?
The Ford Grenada.
My grandmother had a Ford Grenada.
For sure, it's a meat market, too.
I bet you $1,000 you couldn't tell me five things about the Ford Grenada. That's why.
There was another version of it. It was like the Ford had one version, then Lincoln Mercury had like the higher trim level. It was the Monarch.
Sounds terrible.
I think it was the Ford Grenada and then the Mercury Monarch. My grandmother had that thing.
Oh, I love my Grenada.
Anyway, here's the story. Researchers, you're correct. I'm glad you did a little look ahead research. Researchers from the University of Grenada surveyed 2,086 people about their daily habits during the pandemic to assess the risk of various activities. This is a paper that was published in the Journal of Environmental Research, and they found that people who walk their dogs had a significantly higher chance of catching the virus, with an increased risk of 78% compared to the average person. This seems ridiculous.
It is.
Okay, so you know the most amazing part of this whole story is that Grenada has a university.
They do.
I had no idea.
That's also the place that I think we invaded under the Reagan administration.
That's right.
We did. We invaded Grenada.
You always have to go and see what these people's motivations are who are doing this story.
Well,
and
hates dogs?
I Googled it, and guess what?
What?
There are a lot of cat lover pages on Instagram stemming from Grenada.
Oh, they're cat people.
That's what this is about.
You think that's it? Meanwhile, owning cats or other types of pets, does that include the bearded dragon?
Mm.
If you want
one of those.
Or a chinchilla or a ferret.
Or a macaque monkey.
Owning other pets doesn't seem to increase the risk. I don't know where the heck this comes from.
So what's the reasoning? Is it because you're outside?
Let me give you some quotes from the actual research paper.
Please.
These results point to living with dogs as a strong risk factor for COVID-19 infection. I think they're drunk. Is there a liquor problem on Grenada? Is there a drinking problem on that island? Though the findings indicated there's a higher contagion among dog owners, more research is needed to determine whether pooches really play a direct role. What? There is no conclusive research that proves that dog-to-human transmission is possible. If a dog becomes infected, researchers suggest that the dogs could spread the virus by touching contaminated surfaces in public and then walking the germs into the homeowner's house.
That's a real stretch.
That is.
It is.
So the one thing you're supposed to do to keep yourself healthy and your mind straight, well, take your dog outside for a nice brisk walk.
Professor Christina Sanchez-Gonzalez, one of the study's authors. Get her on the phone, Fester.
Let's go.
I want you to find her. I want you to track her down on Grenada this morning. I want to find out what the hell is she talking about.
She probably eats dogs.
Because this...
Whoa!
Seriously, why else would you do a stupid study like this?
That would be a different country.
Yeah. Who knows?
She added that decisions to close areas such as playgrounds didn't make sense when areas such as dog parks were able to remain open. I think this is a crock of crap.
It is.
But how many are going to grab this story and headline and run with it like there's any kind of basis steeped in reality about this thing? This is the dumbest dog owners. Where do you come up with a 78% more if you have a dog than you're going to catch COVID-19 if you walk your dog?
Does it have anything to do with a dog possibly carrying the COVID? Could dogs get COVID? Do we know? I think my dog has it.
I think there was a story early on about, it a cat? I think it was a cat got COVID, yeah.
Of course.
The mask didn't fit right on the cat's face. That was part of the problem.
The University of Grenada, their mascot's the beagle.
Get out of here.
Yeah, the Grenada beagle.
No, it's not.
The fighting beagle.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
Go, beagles!
I think that headline sucks, all right?
Yeah.
Me too.
That's the bottom line here. Find her. Track her. I want her on the show this morning.
See.
I want to quiz her. I want to grill her. I want to put her up on the stand. I want to cross-examine her.
Great.
All right, 6:47 is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, Q105, 6:56 here on Wednesday. And my little teaser just a few moments ago, is it bad for me to, slam a 4-year-old kid? You know, sometimes I think you just got to be up front, in your face. You can't coddle. You sometimes just got to take the bull by the horns, even if it's a 4-year-old kid.
Really? What did this 4-year-old kid do to deserve this treatment?
What the hell is wrong with a kid? I don't care the kid's 4 years old. Do you think there would be something wrong with a kid at 4 years old that had to go to the emergency room because he ate 27 magnets?
Holy cow.
Oh, my gosh. Right. That's so dangerous.
All right. So wait.
Very dangerous.
I've heard of these stories in the past because they can, stick together and then they can do things to your stomach, your esophagus. I know. I've heard about this in the past, that kids eating magnets, especially if it's more than one magnet where they can go you know, click together inside could be really dangerous.
My sister-in-law works in the ER, and she said magnets and batteries. Those are the most dangerous things. And sadly, a lot of little kids' toys are made like little magnets that you stick to things. Yeah.
Wait a sec. All right. Are you guys reassessing? You guys were quick to jump on me when I posed the question, would I be wrong to attack a four-year-old kid? What is wrong with a four-year-old kid? At 4 years old, shouldn't you know that you shouldn't eat 27 magnets? All right. I'll give you one magnet. All right. Two magnets. 27 magnets?
You wouldn't think they tasted that good.
What kind of hard? And then look at this kid. Kid's got a shaved side. The parents have with a mohawk on top.
He's lucky to be alive. Yeah.
You can always tell when the kid is a mohawk.
Yeah. I'm sure this kid is coming from a very intelligent home. I'm thinking that maybe IQ is passed down genetically from mom and dad.
Listen, it's an accident. It happens.
An accident is one magnet, maybe two magnets. The kid ate 27 magnets. What are you talking about? It's an accident.
What's the mother saying? Oh, I left the room for 20 seconds and the magnets were gone.
The kid's name is Peyton McNair. So Justin McNair, the father, stepped out of the room for a moment, returned, and his four-year-old stepson was crying a bit. He said he swallowed something and it was stuck in his throat. And then they realized that he had swallowed magnets, so they have to rush him to the emergency room. I looked into the back of his throat and saw two magnets stuck together, one on each side of his uvula.
So he
got his uvula pinched. So one magnet on the right side of the uvula, the other magnet on the other side of the, and they stuck together. And of course, the uvula is the little dangling punching bag looking thing back there. This is insane. There's something wrong. A four-year-old, all right, you're a kid. All right, you put stuff in your mouth. One magnet, two magnets. Okay, I'll give you three magnets. Maybe four magnets. 27 magnets?
How big were these magnets? I mean, were they the size of, like, you know.
No, they weren't the size of chalkboard erasers, Fester, if that's what you're asking.
How big are these magnets?
They could have been those little ones that you put on your
decals.
These are round magnetic balls.
It looked like candy, probably.
Is what they were.
The worst candy ever.
So they're part of the toy, obviously.
No, I think what the story is that the mother had them for, like, posting on a board.
Yeah, a little
post-it notes. Yeah. It's not
like a thumbtack, but without the tech, it's a magnet. Maybe.
These are called neodymium magnets.
Give me a mouthful.
Yeah, look at these are little balls. They're little, like, BB-looking things.
See, those are the ones I'm thinking of. They look like candy.
I don't know if these are the ones to use on a board to post little notes, Fester. These might be like, you know, those toys or those little novelty items where you have like a magnetic thing. You can build things on a block.
All right, look here. Here's a box of 1,000 of these magnets. Right. You can make shapes out of them. You can use them on a metal board.
It's more of a novelty item. But what would possess this kid after you eat like two or three magnets? Don't you realize this doesn't taste very good, or it's not satisfying like a Snickers?
The kid had high hopes. He was thinking, maybe the next one will be better.
Maybe he's iron or zinc deficient, because sometimes in like pregnancy, you have these cravings. It's called pica. It's a medical condition called pica.
We know about pica.
No, pica. It's called pica.
Pica.
Yeah.
That's how you say it.
Yeah.
No, that's how the world says it.
It is pica.
That's how the world says it.
Yeah. Pica, like folks that eat rubber erasers.
I think pica sounds better because you're like picking at it.
Damn it, Roger. Remember the woman who ate the finger cuts?
It's like people that eat the. Oh, that's right.
So you'd eat the finger condom things.
You know those little rubber finger holders?
Oh.
We had a lady on the show years ago would just chew on those and eat them all day long. Those little finger.
That's disgusting.
Little muddy counter finger condoms.
They were finger condoms.
Yeah,
she
basically
ate those things. People eat like erasers. People eat dirt and clay. It's called pica. That's a real condition. I don't think this kid even knows what that is yet. So look at the X-ray here. Look at the balls inside. I mean, they're all clumped together. 27 of these things.
How does that feel? What does it look like? Make a shape? Does it look like Jesus?
My God. I'm sorry. A four-year-old kid should know better than to do that.
Well, listen, when you see a kid with a mohawk, that tells you
everything. Well, that's what I said. I said right away. Am I wrong to say this?
No, it's true.
Hold on. I might get a lot of crap for this. But when I see a little kid like 4 years old, five, six, 8 years old, 9 years old, and I might be in Target or Walmart or out and about somewhere. And when I see the little kids where like their heads are shaved on the side and they've got a mohawk on top, I immediately say that that is not a mom and dad genius household. That is a low IQ household.
No, it's an accident. Listen, I bet
it's an accident at the mohawk.
I bet you there are listeners out there right now with amazing swallowing stories.
They went to Fantastic Sam's and got an accidental mohawk.
Oops.
I'm telling you, the houses that have kids, the IQs are lower. I'm telling you right now.
No, I think that's a proven fact.
100%. You disagree with me, Fester?
I bet you can find fantastic stories of crap that people's kids have swallowed that would make this story look like nothing.
Who don't have mohawks.
Yeah, normal haircut kids.
Guess what? We've got Joe Exotic News coming up. You know, it's kind of like a daily double. Do you think he's really waiting for this? Does Joe Exotic really think? Coming up. All right, back in a minute. Sorry, yes.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Is everyone over the Tiger King yet? Is everyone over Joe Exotic yet? Or are you still interested in that train wreck?
Carol Baskin's become the star, really. Everybody cares more about her than Joe. We don't hear from Joe.
Hey, because he's in jail. Joe missed his whole famous life.
Yeah.
He missed it by a couple of months.
It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105, 707. And Joe Exotic's people, according to TMZ, they are convinced that Trump is going to pardon Joe Exotic.
Oh, my God. At this stage of the game, I tend to agree with them.
Well, it makes sense.
You know, what is Trump on the way out? What is President Trump going to do? He could pardon all kinds of folks. He could executive orders. I guess the possibilities are endless on what President Trump could do. It's been a very unconventional presidency, and I know a lot of people think that there is a chance that the election's going to be overturned. And listen, I'm not getting political here. I think that is highly unlikely. If there is proof of election fraud, I'm all for full investigations, but there just doesn't seem to be any proof of any massive fraud that would change the way the election went down. So there's a shot, I guess, that Trump could pardon Joe Exotic. What they're suggesting, though, is that they've been in contact. Here's the story on this. They're confident on Team Joe Exotic, according to TMZ. They're so confident that Trump is going to pardon the Tiger King star Joe Exotic that they've already contracted a stretch limo to be waiting on a moment's notice to go pick him up from the jail in which he's being kept.
It's called a Heaven on Wheels monster truck limo, yeah. And it looks awesome.
Okay, and by awesome, she means the biggest, douchiest looking limo ever.
So this is based on a Dodge Ram pickup truck that's turned into a stretch limousine. And the team leader, the Tiger team leader, his name is Eric Love, and he was interviewed by TMZ, and he said that Joe's legal team has received several calls from Washington, D.C. What? Come on, you're telling me that somebody from the White House, somebody from the president's staff is calling Team Joe Exotic, the Tiger team, and indicating that Trump is going to pardon Joe Exotic?
I hope this is a morning show somewhere just pranking Joe Exotic's people.
Yeah, okay, the inside of the monster truck thing is pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Froggy.
I gotta say.
Yeah, the pickup truck stretch limo, this is a pretty cool looking deal. It's got a whole, look at the disco ceiling in this thing.
Look at this. Look at this stretch truck limo. It looks like you could fit tigers in the back.
We have a very different definition of what cool is, because this is awful.
You could put a whole zoo in that thing.
They turned the back into like a zoo viewing area. We got some audio of Eric Love over here, all excited.
Do we? Do I play it?
Bottom bar.
Are you sure? Where is it?
Is this guy going to curse?
Bottom corner.
Where's the, which one? Where am I? Oh, I got bottom it. Right. I got it right here. Right. Listen to this.
Today we received information and multiple phone calls from Washington, D.C. on the pardon of Joe Exotic. We feel that it is going to happen. We hope very, very soon.
What are they talking
this guy
about?
Drunk.
We received multiple phone calls from Washington, D.C.
Multiple.
Who called from Washington, D.C. indicating that Trump was going to pardon Joe Exotic?
Why don't you pardon his worker's arm that she lost? Never going to financially recover from this.
That's the best.
The best.
That was the best part of that multi-part series on Netflix is when, listen, I'm not saying the best part was when the woman's arm was ripped off.
That was awful.
The aftermath when he runs into the gift store and you got some ladies looking at, you know, tchotchkes and knickknacks, and he walks in and said, I'm going to tell you this because I don't want you to hear this on the news. I just had a worker had their arm ripped off. I could give you a rain check or a refund. What do you want? And then afterwards, he's like, I am never going to financially recover from this. How about your worker's arm that was ripped off by the tiger?
How about that recovering, Joe?
She went back to work like 3 days later.
I'm here with my nub.
So he claims that was Eric Love?
That was Mr. Love, yes.
This guy right here?
Today we received information and multiple phone calls from Washington, D.C. on the pardon of Joe Exotic. We feel that it is going to happen. We hope very, very soon.
Come on, that's a publicity stunt. Yeah. Not just one phone call, multiple phone calls. What, different people from the White House called? Different people from Trump's administration called. Yeah, we're really seriously. Here's what's on the agenda today. We're going to announce we're pulling troops out of Afghanistan and Iraq, and also the Joe Exotic pardon. That's what we're working on right now. Oh, and COVID-19. That's sort of on the back burner, you know?
Randy, be in charge of calling Joe Exotic. He's like, really? That's my job?
If President Trump doesn't do this rightful act and pardon Joe Biden. I hope somebody's calling him
Joe Exotic.
Pardon Joe Biden?
I said Joe Biden.
You said Joe Biden.
Oh, my joke was going to be, I hope somebody from Joe Biden's transition team calls him.
Oh.
But he might want to pardon Joe Biden, too. I'm just saying.
This doesn't make sense either. Yeah, TMZ broke the story. Joe's 257-page case argues several reasons why Trump should pardon him from his 22-year murder-for-hire sentence. Even claiming that Joe is sexually assaulted behind bars. Well, if that's true, I feel terrible about that. But if the guy was rightfully convicted for a murder-for-hire plot, then so be it.
You know Trump's just going to do it for the attention.
Guys, I don't think there's a chance in hell. Even though Trump has done some nutty things, and you never know what President Trump is going to do. Do you think there's a chance in hell that he's really going to pardon Joe Exotic?
Think about how he thinks, though. Let me go out with a bang, really throw people off. I'm going to pardon Joe Exotic.
Would 1% be a chance in hell?
Because it's going to happen.
There's like a 1% chance.
And then earlier this week, on Monday, the story came out that Joe Exotic's husband was busted for DUI in Texas.
Oh.
I saw that.
Is he going to get pardoned, too?
Is he still married? I thought there was a divorce.
Well, they were married in 2017. Well, why don't you look that? I don't know.
What's this guy's name?
They call him his husband.
Yeah, Dylan Passage was that guy's name.
He's 25.
Yeah, Dylan Passage, 25, was found by police in a black 2020 Dodge Challenger on the side of Highway 290 in Manor, Texas, at about 1:30 a.m. on Sunday. And the cops are asking him questions. He thought he was about an hour north of where he was actually stopped. He had no idea geographically where the hell he was.
Is that the situation where you're supposed to jump into your passenger seat and throw the keys out of the vehicle or something like that? It sounds like he was just parked there on the side of the road, right?
Yeah, but you can't be in control. Even if you're parked on the side of the road and you're liquored up, you're not moving. If you're in technical control of the car, that's where they can get you for DUI. So he was taken to the Travis County Jail. It says here, Passage married Joseph Maldonado, that's the real name of Joe Exotic, in December of 2017. The nuptials occurred just months after Exotic's former husband accidentally shot himself to death. So are they still married? Or are they divorced?
I don't see anything about them breaking up.
I don't have any idea. But I'm going to go on record again. I don't think there's any chance in hell that Trump pardons Joe Exotic. I don't think he's going to be on the pardon list. I think it's pretty far-fetched. It sounds like it's a publicity stunt. Yeah, we received multiple calls from Washington. Why did they say they received multiple calls from the White House?
Yeah, or anybody from, in Washington could be calling him.
Or from Trump's staff. All right, folks, 7:15, we got some big problems at my place with Thanksgiving. Huge big problems. Breaking news on the MJ Schnitt Thanksgiving front. We'll get to it next on the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
We got a little issue at my house, folks. Thanksgiving has drastically changed. This is an MJ Morning Show Turkey Day Thanksgiving news alert. The MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hey, folks, 7:25. Did I mention that my parents, that their trip over from the East Coast was completely in limbo, and it was looking like my parents were not going to come over for Thanksgiving with the spike? This has been planned since before COVID-19. My parents were planning on having Thanksgiving with us. My dad is 78, just turned 78 day before Halloween. My mom is 75. She's rolling up on 76 in February. So clearly, they're in an elderly category, increased risk of COVID, and with the Florida spike in cases, we were kind of playing it by ear. We always knew this was a possibility, but we've officially, and my mom was like, my parents are like the Costanzas. I'm serious.
It's very fair.
Larry! My dad's name is Larry. My mom... Larry, no, we're going over there, Larry. I'm telling you, when I hear them like on the phone, and I'm talking to my dad, and my mom is, she's like George Costanza's mother in the background.
Well, that makes you Costanza, buddy.
Yeah, that does. That makes me George Costanza.
I thought you were Jerry Allen.
I thought you said earlier in the week that the trip was canceled, that they're not coming.
It's official.
Okay.
It was looking like most likely it was done, but it's totally official. My mom was still clinging to hope. Now, my mom doesn't like my dad driving because he's like 78 and he's not a great driver anymore. And my mom says that my dad's gotten a little aggressive on the road.
Of course.
Like he's getting a little road ragey. Does that happen when you get older?
You get grumpier.
Do you get grumpier and road ragier?
You've got the power of the machine at your fingertips.
Well, my mom doesn't like my dad's driving. So they're like, oh, man, we don't want to drive from Palm Beach County all the way to South Tampa. So I told them, fly. And, you know, it's not that easy to fly over anymore. You used to have, like, Southwest flights from West Palm to Tampa. Those went away, I guess, a long time ago. And if they wanted to fly, it's like you got to go to Miami. If you want to fly one of the bigger airlines, I think American. No, I think it's American. You got to go down to Miami. Oof. I mean, it might be easier to fly from like Palm Beach International to Charlotte, North Carolina, and then to Tampa.
Right.
So I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. But you know the little Silver Airlines.
Yeah.
They fly the Saab turboprops, I think.
Okay.
You know, they've been around for a long time. So I told them, well, how about Silver? Because Silver flies Fort Lauderdale to Tampa International.
Anything you can do to avoid Miami Airport, that is the worst.
It is. You're 100% right. Miami International is the worst airport I think I've ever been in. I hate Miami International. So my parents actually bought tickets. They were going to fly Silver Air from Fort Lauderdale over to Tampa. And, well... I had to pull the plug on it. I'm like, my mom's like, oh, I've been looking forward to this. This is ruining my year. I'm like, Mom, listen, she's giving me the whole guilt trip thing. But finally, I think I broke through to them. I can't in good conscience have you guys fly, come to our house, Now, my kids are coming back. Chloe's coming back from college from New Hampshire. Julian's coming back from boarding school in Connecticut. Now, Chloe is a student athlete, is a women's soccer player at the UNH. You know, she's tested twice a week. They swab her. She has to take tests on Wednesday and Saturday. So I think she's going to be coming out of there, I think, pretty safe and negative. And then Julian's boarding school, they've kept that campus really, really tight. But I can't take the chance. Can you imagine? Can you imagine my parents come over and something happens? My dad is, you know, 78 years old. I can't. I don't want that to be on my shoulders, of course. So I had to put my foot down, and my mom was like hoping that it was. I haven't seen the kids in a year. I want to see the kids. Why me? Why me? I'm like, mom,
calm down, mom. Not just you.
It's the whole country. It's the planet. It's COVID. But why? I'm like, mom, because, you know, it's not up to us. It's up to this COVID thing. And we're spiking like a mother in the state of Florida right now. I'm like, mom, I cannot have you guys in good conscience come over to the house. Can't happen. So I finally put it to bed last night. So mom and dad are not coming over for Thanksgiving. All right. That's number one. We were also, and keep in mind that with them coming over, we were not having Thanksgiving inside the house. Now, granted, my parents would be staying in the house. We've got a guest room all the way in the back. And I told them, you can't be hugging on the kids if you came over. There's no hugging on the kids. You're going to have to wear masks in the house. We're going to have to socially distance in the house. So, and Thanksgiving dinner, because we're going to have some friends over as well. We've got our best friends were coming over, and they've got two kids. We're going to hold this thing outside. We've got a very large back lanai. You've been there.
Yes.
Totally open air, back lanai. We're going to have separate tables for each family. So my parents were going to be at a little table. We were going to be at a table, Michelle, me, and Chloe, and Julian, and then our friends at another table. So we're going to separate, be outdoors.
Oh, my God, what a pain.
Completely outdoors. Guess what the new breaking news is?
Your friends aren't coming.
Our friends are now out.
Oh, ha-ha.
Because their son plays hockey, ice hockey, and a kid on the team just tested positive for COVID-19. So now the son's got to quarantine for like 2 weeks because of locker room exposure and being near the kid on the hockey team. So now that's out. Guess what? We just went from a friends and family socially distanced outdoors Thanksgiving to it's just going to be Michelle, me, and the kidlets.
What side dish were your friends going to bring?
They weren't
going
to bring anything. We were doing it all.
They weren't going to bring a green bean casserole?
MJ.
I don't think so.
You got to think of it like this.
Yeah, what?
You went from having a friend and family Thanksgiving to having the most relaxing Thanksgiving ever. All right? You got to look at it like that.
It is going to be a whole lot more laid back. And, you know, Michelle ordered a pretty good-sized turkey, but then she also orders additional parts. She'll order, like, two extra legs. She'll order two extra, I think, four breasts. She just ordered a lot of stuff. So now she's got to go call the butcher, wherever she got this stuff. She ordered from somewhere. And she's got to back down the order now. We just don't need as much.
Or you could save those turkey legs for a Schnitt family Renaissance festival kind of thing.
Now, that is a... I just want to walk around town with a giant turkey leg like I'm at one of those Renaissance... That's funny. And then on a sad note, so Thanksgiving, literally, folks, has just drastically shifted at my house. I don't even recognize it now. It is night and day. It is now just a small little Schnitt MJ family affair. And then Roxanne... On a sad note here, speaking of COVID-19, you have a relative, and this is odd the way you describe this, your former cousin-in-law?
Yes, my former cousin-in-law, but he's been a part of my life, my whole adult life, because he was married to my cousin. They have three great sons together. They're grown up now in college and high school, and so his name is Rick. Praying for him nonstop, found out on Friday. Yes.
And they're from Panama City?
They live up in Panama City, up in the Panhandle.
Yes.
And so Rick got COVID end of October, went into the hospital because he was having some breathing issues. They sent him home with the machine. Now, this past month, a week ago, Monday, he went back into the hospital in really bad shape.
Oh, man.
On life support.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Yes. That's really bad shape,
so,
right?
So, wait a minute. Yes. He's on life support in Panama City?
Yes, he's intubated. And so, what happened is he was not improving. So, they were able to, thank God, able to airlift him to Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville.
Oh, so now he's in Jacksonville. So they,
yes.
So, he was on life support in Panama City, and that it was so bad that they had to airlift him to,
they did,
to Jacksonville,
right? And he is he's a great guy.
What couldn't, I mean, it's not like Panama City is like Panama in Central America.
It's not a big town.
It makes a difference because now he's on an ECMO machine.
Oh, the bypass machine?
Right. So they're taking his blood out of his body, reoxygenating it, and he's getting better, but the progress is so slow. And what's happened is because of the COVID, his organs have been damaged. Now, this guy is only 50 years old.
What? Yeah. 50?
Right. So, but I always want to give all the information so people.
And did he have pre-existing conditions? What were his issues?
That's what I'm getting to. He.
Comorbidities? Is he like 700? Okay.
She's getting to it.
Is he 700 pounds or?
Not by any stretch. No, he is overweight, but I wouldn't look at him and say he's any different than a lot of America.
Don't look at me when
and
you say that.
I did not do that. And so he is also, he did have pneumonia. He had pneumonia this year. Full disclosure on his health condition. So certainly weakens your lungs. He had pneumonia unrelated to the COVID earlier this year.
Any idea how he contracted COVID?
Yes. So they went to a wedding.
Oh,
and
geez.
It was like an outdoor socially distanced wedding. Uh-oh. But I guess they did the contact tracing and figured out that it went back. You know, this particular person had it. Oh, she hugged so-and-so then had a lengthy conversation with so-and-so.
So she caught the COVID bouquet, passed it over.
And his wife both got it.
Caught the COVID bouquet?
Ah, I don't want that thing.
Oh, my God. Toss around like a hot potato. The COVID, the COVID bouquet. So a wedding. Oh, my son of a...
Hope it was an open bar, at least.
And, you know, my brother's wedding, which is also... I'm sorry, it's ridiculous. My brother's wedding is still scheduled for Super Bowl Sunday.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. I can't imagine. You know, on top of it being like the worst day to have a wedding.
Seriously.
Wedding 1 hour before kickoff on Super Bowl Sunday in the middle of a pandemic. And I can't imagine things are going to be... Things are supposed to get worse over the wintertime. And certainly February is like the middle of winter. So, guys, you don't think my brother's wedding is going to happen? I can't imagine.
If you're not going to have your two beloved parents at your house with just you and your immediate family, wedding isn't going down.
Well, again, I don't want my parents to be exposed at a wedding either. And my brother's wedding is supposed to be outdoors at some fancy schmancy place in Miami, but I don't think that my parents should be there as well.
Tell your brother to reevaluate this whole thing. Having a wedding the worst day of the year during the worst year of history is a bad idea.
You know what's going to make me feel better?
A little music? The gingivitis song?
Yeah. Baltimore's Tarzan Boy. That's going to make me feel a whole lot better. Boy. It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. We're back in a second. Hang on.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
I had the story earlier in the week. Fester loves the Alaska Airlines flight that ran into the bear on the runway in Alaska. But the story could have been better, actually. Right, welcome back. It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. It's 7:40 on a loaded Wednesday here. And Fester sent this to me. Actually, I got to be honest, you're a little late to the game here. I had this, I think, in yesterday's pile because I saw it on Monday about an Alaska Airlines flight. Listen, poor bear. But I don't think the bear fared very well, did it?
I think the bear was actually tougher than the plane. I don't know. Did the bear die?
An Alaska Airlines flight crew spotted two bears crossing the runway early Saturday while landing at the Yakutat Airport in southern Alaska. Then the pilot felt a bump. The passenger jet's nose gear had missed the bears, but a left engine cowl struck one of the animals, killing it. Yeah, none of the passengers on board the 737-700 series was injured, but the plane was grounded for several days while they repaired the engine.
That is the most Alaska Airlines thing ever.
Well, it
hitting a bear on the runway?
It could have been better, though.
Okay.
Yeah. What would have made the story just a little bit more Alaska? Listen, I love animals. Although, be very, very careful of wild bears because they might look cute and cuddly. And, you know, you had a little teddy bear when you were a kid, but they'll rip your face off. All right? All right? My brother was hiking on my my property. I've got some a bunch of land out in Colorado. Haven't built anything yet, but that's the plan. We've got a bunch of acreage not far from Vail, near Vail and Beaver Creek. Got a bunch of acres. And my brother was up there hiking. This is, I don't know, maybe 6-7 years ago.
Is that Bachelor Gulch or something like that?
No, I'm not. Bachelor Gulch is part of Beaver Creek. So I'm not part of a community. I've got the, so my brother's hiking and all of a sudden, cause I've got some wooded land.
It's pretty thick.
Yeah. And my bro, oh, I took you up there, didn't I?
I was at the, yeah. I went to the property. Yeah.
My brother's hiking and hears just a roar. And it was apparently, we found out a bear on my property protecting its cubs. So
that's when they get angry.
My brother said that he was like a cartoon. The just gone.
Yes.
You're not supposed to run.
Yeah.
You can't climb a tree either. Bears can climb trees.
He said that the bear's roar was the scariest thing. So, Fester, come on. Okay, an Alaska Airlines 737 running into a bear on the runway. Yeah, very Alaska. But the story would have been even more Alaska if the plane ran into a moose. All right, let's be honest here. Okay, all right, that would have been a little more Alaska if a moose was on the runway and got hit.
One of the guys here from the airport says he's been in Alaska his whole life. He's seen a bunch of planes hit a bunch of birds and other animals, but he's never seen a bear get clipped by a plane.
Hey, and Florida-wise, if you want to turn it into a Florida story, the plane could hit that giant alligator that was walking across the golf course down in Naples. Did you see that
thing?
Yes.
Was that from the rising waters of the hurricane or the tropical storm last week?
Yeah, I think they said it was in the aftermath, right? Wasn't that the aftermath, the tropical storm Ada?
It looked like a dinosaur bred with an alligator.
It did, man. It was like walking almost upright. It was like Wally Gator. It was the craziest thing. It wasn't upright. I don't think I've seen a gator that elevated off the ground. It was like the gator had human legs. That gator was massive, and what's that?
I don't know.
Gator breaking in here to kill us.
Yes, Truths. We watched that show. It's great. That?
Yeah, the studio computer was up. No, I pulled up a news story on the alligator, and the video player started.
Oh, okay.
Jesus, Fester, come on, man.
Listen, I bet you if we measured this alligator's legs to Dave the Dwarf's legs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the gator's leg. This gator is taller than Dave the Dwarf. There's no doubt. How is Dave the Dwarf doing, by the way?
Crappy.
Yeah, we ought to call him up and see how he's doing.
But tell you what, that little midget knows how to keep a positive attitude.
He's been through a lot. I have a lot of respect for Dave the Dwarf. We got to try to call him up later on in the week. Did you see this guy that's wanted for savagely beating this woman that he met on a dating app? You see the before and after picture? This is crazy. Look at this. This woman is attractive. Jeez. And look at the after photo that police took after she was beaten.
That's horrific.
This is crazy. This is a nightmare date just up in Georgia. A nightmare date in Georgia. Guys wanted for savagely beating the woman that he met on this dating app. Benjamin Fancher arranged to meet Brittany Carreri on Wednesday night last week after matching her on the dating app Hinge. Have you heard of Hinge?
No, but it just doesn't sound appealing.
Hinge.
There's so many dating apps out there.
Carreri said the first date with Ben started off smoothly, with him even meeting her family and friends, but the night took a terrible turn after they left the Hyde Lounge in Buckhead, which is a part of Atlanta. They were in the car together. He started beating me in the head, punching me everywhere, my forehead, my temples, my jaws, my cheeks. throat, arms, back. What? He was just telling me that the date cost too much and that I'm not worth it. The guy is beating the crap out of this woman that the date was too expensive and cost too much and it's not worth it?
Yeah. Lawyers are going to cost a lot, too.
Oh, my God.
Give her the old Chris Brown treatment.
At one point, it escalated. He pulled out a gun.
Okay.
I just believe that he was dead set on killing me. That's when this guy Fancher stopped his white BMW, pulled her out by the hair. He's dragging me and beating me there. Just happens to be a security guard. Comes running, taking pictures. He gets spooked. Now he's wanted by the cops on charges of aggravated assault, kidnapping, false imprisonment. What? This is bizarre. The dating app Hinge. You know what we ought to do? We ought to take some phone calls from listeners that had maybe you weren't beaten, hopefully, but have you had an awful dating app experience? Any listeners with just either bad or bizarre, just weird beyond belief, have you had any really interesting or odd dating app experiences?
The typical thing you hear from those dating apps is the false advertising.
All right, 800-990-1047. Give us your dating app story. Hopefully it's nowhere near as bad as this woman in Georgia getting beaten to a pulp by this maniac. But if you had a really bad dating app experience or a story, maybe it's just weird. Love to hear it. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Maybe you have a friend. Maybe you can tell us about a friend's story. And hold on, we'll try and get some phone calls next on the MJ Morning Show on Q105 747.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, Q105, 756. Last segment, if you missed it, just did a story about a woman who was beaten severely. Just a bizarre circumstance. Woman met a guy on Hinge. I don't know much about, I've heard of, I think the major dating apps like Tinder and
Grindr.
I mean, I'm aware of it.
Or Just Rednecks or what? Hinge is different. Hinge is the one where you link up with people where you have mutual friends in common, so your friends can kind of vouch for them.
Anyways, I think Hinge reminds me of Unhinged, which reminds me of this guy.
That's a good point. This guy's unhinged. This guy flips out. The guy's wanted by cops now in the Atlanta area. Benjamin Fancher. Met this Brittany Corrieri. They go out to dinner. Then he starts complaining that this date wasn't worth it. It cost too much and starts beating the hell out of her. Now the guy's like a wanted dude. It's crazy. So I asked for calls. Anyone listening with a crazy dating app story? Did you meet somebody on a dating app? And while you might not have been beaten, and I hope you weren't, and I hope the cops aren't looking for your date at this point, but can you tell us any crazy story or anything bizarre that's happened? 800-990-1047. Want to hear your stories, any crazy dating app stories, or maybe it happened to a friend or relative. 800-990-1047. Want to grab your calls. Let's start with Kelly in Plant City. Kelly, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We are well. Thanks for listening to the return of the MJ Morning Show. So what happened to you?
Okay, so this guy was okay, and he asked me to meet him at Chili's for a drink. He was a big spender. But he failed to tell me that he was a stutterer. And so unfair because I found myself trying to finish his sentences. It was the longest dinner of my life. And it was horrible. It made me go off dating sites, and I highly recommend, if you're on a dating site, to tell someone if you have a disability like that or a stutter. It was horrible.
How's there not a stutterer website or a dating site? Just for stutterers.
Stutterers only. Like farmers only, right?
This is stutters.com.
All right, Froggy. Now, now, Kelly, did you feel a little bad for the guy? I mean, he hit kind of a sensitive spot. I mean, I did.
I mean, I'm a nice girl, and then he finally said, after I could tell already that he stuttered, I don't know if you could tell, but I stutter, and my eyes just got whiter because I didn't know what to say. And
you mean like he maybe realized that maybe you didn't understood that he was a stutterer? Or?
Yes, and then it was so horrible because every sentence, you went here, or, your name is, Tampa. Or
do me a favor, and again, I feel badly. I mean, people that have a stuttering issue, they can't help it. I feel bad for this guy. Can you give me an example of, like, maybe a sentence, or give me an example of what it sounded like or what he was trying to say?
So I was, I, and then I was like, was, and then go. It was horrible. And I felt bad. I did feel bad. I know people who stutter. But total disclosure when you go on a date with someone. Come on.
For real.
Tell them you stutter.
All right, so you think that he should have disclosed, by the way, so he should have given you a heads up and not, do you feel like you were ambushed?
Totally ambushed. Then the fact that he asked, hey, do you want to go to a nude beach with me? And I was like, okay, no, and no. That's it. And I couldn't wait to get in my car and leave, and that was pretty much it with him. I think he works at the Home Depot around here somewhere.
All right.
Okay, listen, don't call the guy out totally, Kelly. I think his address is 1643.
Well, listen, I feel bad for the guy, and Roxanne's I think Roxanne's almost crying over here. Roxanne, are you...
God, I'm sorry.
No.
He has a problem with stutters. I mean...
Kelly, I feel for you in that situation because it's very, very, very awkward, but then I'm thinking about the poor guy. Like, he's probably thinking, if I tell someone I stutter, then maybe they're not going to want to go out with me. But again, I know it caught you off guard, and that's uncomfortable, too. It's just,
absolutely. Not making fun of him. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I really feel.
God loves everybody.
I'd like to have him on the show. Let's have him call in.
Yeah, Kelly, just send us his number. No, don't do that.
I'm married now. I don't even know his number.
I might need a 15-minute segment if we have him on. But look at Roxanne's face. Roxanne is like devastated over you. Kelly, you ruined Roxanne's day.
I want two people to find love. Kelly, how's the dating?
Yeah, I'm married to a great guy now. But that's a stutter, by the way, but...
Yeah, the guy she married is missing a penis, but everything is great.
Honey, I have no wang. Oh, don't worry. You just made my last boyfriend.
You don't stutter, do you?
But he doesn't stutter.
Well, choices.
Half of a happy ending.
I am so excited you're back on the air. I love you guys so much. I've listened to you since the 90s, and when I heard that you were back on, I turned over to Q105. I am so excited. I hope everybody starts listening.
Awesome. Kelly, please spread the word that the MJ Morning Show is back. And, hey, my wife used to be at the state attorney's office right in downtown Plant City. She used to work out of there for a while. Yeah. So
I remember when you first got with Michelle.
Yep. All right, Kelly, thank you so much for listening.
Thanks,
let me
Kelly.
Grab, if you have any stories, folks, 800-990-1047. Any bad dating app stories? Hopefully you weren't beaten like this lady up in Atlanta. 800-990-1047. Let's grab Mary in Sarasota. Mary, thanks for holding on. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Hello.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing?
We are well, Mary. So what kind of dating app story did you have?
Okay, this was a few years ago when mostly, you were just instant messaging. Luckily, I didn't go out with the guy, but so we were chit-chatting, instant messaging back and forth, and he was a really nice guy. He was making me laugh. He was talking about how he used to go cow tipping. And he was a nurse in the Navy and liked to help people, and he was a nurse currently at the time. And so we were chatting for several hours. He told me he was at Tallahassee and he was getting ready to catch a bus. And so we ended the call, and then about 3 days later, Sunday morning, I was reading the newspaper, and there was his profile picture in his uniform, same one that he put on the profile. he had been arrested at a bus station in Tallahassee. He had just stabbed his wife to death multiple times in front of that same day, earlier in the day.
What?
And, yes, he did it in front of his son, and I guess they had a little baby, and he dropped the blood-covered child who had been, grabbing his mother, I guess, off at his mother's house and then headed to a hotel in Tallahassee, where he proceeded to chit-chat with me like nothing was wrong or had ever happened.
Oh, my
God. You were next.
Oh, my God.
I'm not laughing. You were.
Did they call you for the trial?
Well, no. He was apparently, she was a Russian bride, and there was a history of abuse. I got all the details from the news article, which anybody can pull up and read. But no, they caught him, and when I flew out of the chair, I went in, and first thing I did was I took all of my online app profiles down because I thought, I'm never doing this again. And I did call I think it was Punta Gorda's police department, because I kept copies of all of our text messages, and I didn't want them knocking on my door wondering who I was.
A Russian bride, right. God.
Yeah, I reached out to them first and told them what I had. I said he didn't admit anything in the transcripts of what I downloaded, but if they wanted to interview me, they said they would.
Oh,
but
then my gosh.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, some of those Russian brides are hot.
Well, not this one anymore. Apparently.
Apparently not. Oh, my
man.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call. That's crazy, Mary.
Yeah.
Okay. Holy my.
Off of it for good.
Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show.
You too.
All right, so long.
Bye.
That's crazy.
Hope you don't top that one.
Yeah, let's stop there.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, both those calls. How about it? Hey, I got the song of the day. This is the Trip a Day song. This is going to be an interesting deal today. This is a special circumstance. The Trip a Day song to win a staycation at the Bilmar Beach Resort on Treasure Island is Vacation by the Go-Go's. And guess what? MJ is going to play that sometime in the 9 o'clock hour.
Woohoo!
Who? That's me. So we're gonna play. You want to listen for Vacation by the Go-Go's, and we're going to actually play it. You don't have to wait for Gino or Mason later on. We're going to play it next hour in the 9 o'clock hour. When you hear it, be the seventh caller and win the Q105 Trip a Day. Easy as that. Did you see the picture of what Michelle has been hoarding?
I did. I looked at your Twitter account.
Well, there's breaking Walmart news, and my wife, I guess, saw this coming. My wife has been hoarding
biscuits.
What? We'll tell you next on the MJ Morning Show. Hang on.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. It is 8:10 exactly. And we spoke about this, a week or two ago, maybe even longer, about how folks were beginning to hoard again with all the news reports of a second wave of the coronavirus. We saw the shelves empty out back in the spring and the early summer, and when you went around to try to find toilet paper and paper towel and certain things. You know, recently it was like canned corn. It was tough to find canned corn. I was at Walmart doing some shopping over the weekend. And because I always go to Walmart because we fry the turkey. There's nothing like a fried turkey. There's absolutely nothing like frying a turkey, a whole turkey, a good quality turkey in 100% peanut oil outside. And I always go to Walmart to grab that big, giant, 3-gallon box bucket of, was it Luann?
Luann's.
Luann peanut oil.
Twangier. Yeah. Say it twangier.
Yeah. And I was doing some other shopping for Michelle, and they had plenty of corn on the shelf at Walmart. I bought 2 cases just for the hell of it.
I got to tell you, I felt a little bamboozled by this program, because after you said there was a shortage of corn, I managed to get like 100 cans of it. I bought a number 10 can of corn because there were no cans that day, but now there's like, they're everywhere. I'm like, oh, crap.
No, it seems like corn has sprung back up. But seriously, and I got to get my wife on the phone. I think my wife is like a shortage psychic, because my wife started doing this weeks ago. I'm like, what the heck are you doing? In fact, did you get the picture I put up?
I did. I just looked at it.
Did you put it up on our website
yet? I thought you just wanted me to look at
it. No. Think of radio morning content, Roxanne.
He's not trying to entertain you here, Roxanne. Yeah.
I checked it out.
For your own enjoyment, check this out.
Yeah, think of morning show content and stuff we can actually put on MJMorningShow.com. So Walmart, they had an earnings call yesterday, I guess. During an earnings call with analysts yesterday, Walmart U.S. CEO John Furner said some stores have had trouble keeping toilet paper and cleaning supplies in stock. And my wife brought this up to me like a couple of days ago. And she was online and she said, sold out, sold out. She was on Walmart.com and a lot of the items that she likes are sold out. And then she also told me that places are limiting you to some rationing.
Yeah.
I think I heard Publix is rationing people again to like one item of certain things.
Okay.
It really depends on what's going on in the state and city that we're in. Furner, the Walmart CEO, said, according to the transcript of the call, the specific categories where we had the most strain at the present time would be bath tissue, that's toilet paper, and cleaning supplies. And our inventory position on hand sanitizer and masks is very good on that side. We still see some stress in deli items, bacon, breakfast foods. He says most things are available, but certain categories have had shortages again. And I don't know what. I got to get Michelle on the phone. If you want to, did you want to add to that, Fester?
Listen, I went to my second favorite store again yesterday, and I scored toilet paper, but they had one bundle at Sam's Club,
right?
One bundle per membership card, and I went back twice, so I got two bundles of toilet paper. So we're loaded, and I don't even think I need it.
Now, this could just be a rumor, especially when I tell you where I read it. But I heard that turkeys are in short supply at, this is just something I read online, at Walmart or wherever, because they're encouraging, those companies don't want to encourage people to have large get-togethers. So that could be totally false.
Whoa, that sounds like internet garbage. Can you say that again, please? Say it one more time.
Well, I read the comment section of an article about Dr. Fauci talking about small gatherings.
That Walmart is what?
That some of these grocery stores are selling less turkeys because, and I said Walmart as an example, because they want to reduce the idea that a lot of people are getting together for Thanksgiving.
Less turkeys or smaller turkeys? Or
both.
They less only give out portable turkeys.
What?
Mm-hmm. Again, comment section of an article. Yeah, probably not a lot of validity, but part of the conversation.
Yeah, I don't think I'd put too much stock in that, to be quite honest.
Keep your eye out.
Maybe we should talk about valid arguments on this show. I don't know.
We're not putting turkeys out because we don't want people to have Thanksgiving.
If that was true, there'd be no booze.
Yeah. Put out all the Cornish hens.
I don't know.
Cornish hens for everybody this year. We don't want more people at your damn house.
Hey, Michelle.
Yes.
All right, folks, my lovely wife, Michelle, can you get the image up on our website, please?
Sure.
You gotta take a look at this thing. I snapped a picture of the cabinets in our laundry room. Michelle has...
What were you doing in our laundry room?
Yeah, that's a rare thing, because I don't think I've ever touched our washing machine ever. I don't think I've ever done a load of laundry ever. I gotta count how many containers of Clorox toilet bowl cleaner we actually have. It is insane. I'm looking at the picture right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31 bottles of Clorox toilet cleaner. We're stocked up better than most stores in our laundry room.
I think I have two more coming.
what an obscure thing. Why toilet bowl cleaner so much?
Why?
Because, let me tell you, in the springtime, that was one of the things that was very hard to get. It was sold out. You couldn't get anything Clorox. You couldn't get a lot of cleaner. And then as we started hearing winter is coming and it's going to get really rough this season, that was one of the things every now and then when you would go shopping, especially online, you would see it was either out of stock or limit one per person. So
a couple weeks ago, I just started, like, going ahead and saying, hey, every time I shop or every time I go, I'm just going to go out and put a couple in my cart or, you know, put a have a couple delivered, whatever shopping I was doing, and I just accumulated them. I have 10 things of laundry detergent.
Are you going to open a black market?
We have 10, like, 89-ounce jugs of Tide Downy laundry
detergent. No, 89 loads.
89 loads. I'm sorry. Whatever the heck it is. 89 loads.
It's like 150 ounces for that big container.
And then you're saying that other cleaning products are in short supply. What were you saying? You're like Barkeeper's Friend. You're saying that that's...
Right. Yesterday, when you said, oh, we need more Barkeeper's Friend. I don't know how you noticed that. I said, okay, I thought that's easy enough, right? It's always on a shelf. Who cares? Nope. Walmart.com. One per person. One per order.
Wow. All right, folks,
there you go. Every couple of days now, I'll be ordering one of those.
You got to see our inventory of Clorox toilet bowl cleaner. It's insane. You know, neighbors are going to be knocking on our door. Hey, do you have any Clorox toilet bowl cleaner? Oh, no, we just ran out. Got 31 of them on the shelf in the laundry room. You got to see this picture. It's on my Twitter feed. Folks, you ought to be following my Twitter feed. You never know what's going to pop up. At Todd Schnitt on Twitter. That's my Twitter feed. At TODDSCHNITT. And on Instagram, I'm at Certified Todd Schnitt. Follow me there as well. And then Roxanne's going to get the image of all this Clorox in our laundry room on our website. We'll have it up in just a bit at MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. Yeah, Michelle?
You don't know what's going to happen. Production could shut down. Yeah. Or do you want to really be in a store as long as you, like, have to be shopping around for stuff that you could have already had?
Yeah. Also, Angie, I don't know if you know this, but if you dilute that, the toilet cleaner, and just put a little water, it becomes a cleaner for anything. That's what I use to clean my boat. You can use to clean your car.
Toilet bowl cleaner?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. If you know the magic erasers? It's basically what they are.
Okay. Yeah.
Little hint
you're
for
kidding.
You. Yes, Michelle. You're welcome.
I'll get a whole other cabinet full of
them. I'm
going to
use it in the shower.
It will work in the shower.
I'm going to use toilet bowl cleaner on my body.
MJ, you smell Clorox-y flat fresh today.
All right, Michelle, talk to you later.
All right.
I'm telling you, she's like toilet bowl cleaner psychic.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
You've got years worth of toilet bowl cleaner.
I don't know if I'd give that the smart tag, but.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Tom Petty on the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105, 828, Wednesday morning. And you gotta love Dolly Parton. Honestly, guys, is there anybody, even if you're not a country music fan, I'm not particularly a country music fan, but is there anybody that doesn't like Dolly Parton? Find me one person that hates Dolly Parton. I can't believe that they exist.
It's impossible.
I mean, she's just lovable. She's lovely. And then the news broke yesterday that Dolly Parton made a $1 million donation. Oh, by the way, this is not my vaccine breaking news. We've got really interesting vaccine breaking news out this morning. We've had a lot. We've had the Pfizer deal, the Moderna deal. Now we got a new breaking item. Get to that in a second. But Dolly Parton donated $1 million to Vanderbilt, which assisted in the Moderna research. Oh, man. Don't you love this song? This is a great movie. Yep.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
What a voice she has, huh?
Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. Folks like me on the job.
From 9 to 5. Come on, dog.
Working 9 to 5. What a way.
I mean, what a selfless act. What a phenomenal act.
You know, how much money do you think Dolly Parton has?
Funny you ask. I looked it up. It's knocking on like $1 billion.
Oh, my God. Well, she has Dollywood.
Are you serious?
In 2016 was a story that she was worth over $500 million.
Oh, my God.
And that was 5 years ago.
And, Froggy, you mentioned Dollywood. I interviewed her about Dollywood years back via satellite, and she was as sweet as she could be on air and off air.
Well, I mean, she just seems like, that's why this morning I'm like, well, bless your heart. So if you missed it, folks, this morning at 6 o'clock, we open up the MJ Morning Show, and I open up, literally, my first words out of my mouth were, well, bless your heart. And I said to the crew, I said, do you have any idea what I'm referring to? And unbelievably, Fester, I guess, knows me so well after all these years. Fester says, gotta be the Dolly Parton story.
Yeah, it's amazing. She is directly the cause of this vaccine being created. She helped $1 million. That's amazing.
So what, I don't know if she was directly involved. What she did,
she didn't like get a beaker in a petri dish and make the enzymes. No.
Hang on a second here. Let me get my mixer.
All right. We're going to need more butter.
What happened, she made $1 million donation to Vanderbilt University back in April. And it happens that the university was involved in the Moderna trials for the vaccine. So Dolly Parton donated $1 million to Vanderbilt for vaccine research. And Vanderbilt researchers were involved in the Moderna trials. So that's why it's trending that Dolly Parton helped to come up with a vaccine for COVID-19.
I love her. I think it's great. Good for Dolly.
Gotta watch this movie again.
I'm more a fan of Jolene.
Which one?
Jolene, the song Jolene?
The only other one I know.
Dolly has a bunch of songs.
She did the Whitney Houston song before Whitney Houston did the Whitney Houston song.
Whitney did
it. I want to dance with somebody?
No.
The bodyguard song.
What?
No. I want to dance with somebody.
No, the song from the bodyguard. Sing it. Sing it right now.
I want to square dance with somebody.
The bodyguard song. I know. I can picture her singing it.
Sing it right now.
Oh, I can.
Sing it right now.
I can see her and Kevin Costner.
Yeah, sing
it. Let me see.
I'll
always love you. Always love. And I will always. Yeah, okay. You don't want to hear me sing much more than that.
That's a Dolly Parton song. All right.
Dolly wrote it, sang it for years. Was a hit in the country radio back in the 70s. And then Whitney Houston made it a legendary song.
And how about this one? Does this sound familiar? Come on.
No.
Hey, this doesn't sound familiar. All right, listen. This is Dolly Parton.
Here you come again.
Come on. There's another big Dolly Parton song.
Just what I...
Well, bless your heart, Dolly.
Well, tickle my pickle.
Oh, yeah.
Flow. Islands in the Stream, Jolene. Many Colors.
Islands in the Stream. That was the duet.
That's good.
With Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Rest his soul.
Yeah, Kenny Rogers is no longer with us. So, Dolly Parton, I want to meet anybody in the world that hates Dolly Parton. It's impossible to hate Dolly Parton.
She's Mother Teresa. If you hate Dolly Parton, I hate you.
I want to mow her. I want to mow her lawn. And that's not a euphemism. That's not a euphemism. All right,
over, boys.
Well, bless your heart. All right, you ready? All kidding aside, this is serious.
Hey, well, what do you call Dolly Parton in a bathtub?
Oh, gosh. Something about flirtation device.
Well, Islands in the Stream, huh? Huh? That's good stuff.
Whoa, that was brutal.
My best Dolly Parton joke.
Thank you. That's fantastic. All right. All kidding aside, more breaking vaccine news.
How did Dolly Parton get 2 black eyes?
Oh, gosh. She jumped.
Okay. She went for a jog.
More breaking news. I guess Pfizer didn't want to be outdone by Moderna. Remember, Pfizer said their vaccine was a little over 90% effective? Well, guess what? Pfizer is out this morning saying that their vaccine is 95% effective.
Whoa. Whoa.
We have an update, ladies and gentlemen. It sounds like one upsmanship, you know, because Moderna came out and they said their vaccine was 94.5% effective. Originally, Pfizer and the BioNTech vaccine, they said, was over 90% effective. And now the update is that the Pfizer vaccine is 95% effective with no serious side effects.
I was reading about the measles vaccine and how effective is that to give you some perspective. And one dose is 93% effective.
It's like an auction now.
And we've gotten rid of measles for the most part.
Do I hear 96% effective? 96% pharmaceutical company over there.
It seems this is a game changer here, obviously. It's just, it's got to get out. It's got to get distributed. You've got to get the first dose. Then you got to get the second or the booster dose. So it's two doses for maximum effect. But if we're dealing with 95% effective, that changes the whole damn game. We got to get this thing going. The only thing where Moderna has the advantage is it doesn't have to be shipped and stored at anywhere near the low temperatures, like minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's more convenient.
Like the Pfizer vaccine.
You got to put it on a grill for a half hour first, then use it.
But I just thought it was funny that, Pfizer's now, ours is 95% effective, too. And then Moderna's going to come out later today. We're 96% effective.
Me, 97. Too. They love to use the decimals.
Can I get a 97?
Listen, and I don't care. Just keep coming out with these vaccines, and let's get these things distributed so we can try to get life back to normal. Also, have you heard what's going on at Walgreens across the country? Yeah, Walgreens has been forced to do something. What? Well, you're in luck. We'll tell you next. Oh, he died also. Eddie Money died.
Oh, no.
All right, it's the MJ Morning Show back in a minute. Q105.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105, 839. Michelle just phoned in again. Yes, Michelle.
Kenny Rogers is dead?
Yes. Kenny Rogers is... We mentioned, folks, in the last segment... Because we mentioned Dolly Parton and Islands in the Stream. Yes, Kenny Rogers. Michelle, there's a reason. I figured it out. There's a reason why you don't know that Kenny. You didn't know that Kenny Rogers died?
No.
You want to know why you don't know that Kenny Rogers died?
Please tell me.
Because right in the beginning of COVID, when it started ramping up and we were turning into a crap fest in New York City. That's when he died. What was the date on his death, Fester?
March 20th. Sorry.
Thanks,
Fest.
Thanks, Roxanne.
I buzzed in.
Yes, not a game show.
Kenny Rogers, he died on March 20th, and that was right when COVID was hitting, and it was COVID. And, you know, guys like Kenny Rogers, who deserved probably a lot more recognition, you know, with his music career, Kramer having the problem with the obnoxious Kenny Rogers Roasters neon sign.
Well, let's not also forget some of the most awful male plastic surgery ever.
He had some rough plastic surgery, but that's why, Michelle, because Kenny Rogers died on March 20th, right when COVID was heating up in the U.S., and it knocked him right off the front page.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
sounds so sad.
Yeah, really.
Kind of sucks.
Big Kenny Rogers fan are you there, Meech?
I love that song, Islands in the Stream.
Oh. Yes, me too. Hit you with a fine tooth
comb. I was is this a live version?
This is them at the Hillbilly Hillbilly Extravaganza in 1988.
Oh, here comes Dolly. Is this from some award show? And I feel no pain every beat of my This is the most country music on Q105 since Q105 was country back in, for a little bit back in the 90s, right? Yeah, Michelle, I'm sorry to announce, Kenny Rogers died back in March.
Well, now I'm depressed today, whatever.
All right, I'm sorry, sweetie. All right, go back to bed.
Go roast some chicken and celebrate.
Yeah, curl up in the fetal position. I'll talk to you later.
Mm. Bye.
All right, bye, sweetie.
I knew he had passed, but I thought he passed a year ago because COVID has messed up your sense of time.
And that's true. A lot of things that have occurred, a lot of stories have gotten kind of buried or have gotten short shrift because, I'm telling you, COVID's going to screw with our memories. It really is. And I'm not talking about the fact that people that actually had COVID-19, some people are reporting having literally memory issues and problems. And then Walgreens... Apparently, people all over the country are walking into Walgreens and trying to get the vaccine.
It's a little early.
Walgreens has had to put up a notice on door. I don't know if it's every Walgreens, but I've got a story that all across the country, some Walgreens, they're already putting signs up on the front door that we do not have the vaccine yet, that it's not yet on the market. Here's an example. At a Walgreens store from California to Indiana, New York, Florida here. COVID-19 vaccine not yet available. That sign is being put up on Walgreens around the country because people are thinking, oh, man, the vaccine, it's been announced. So they're going into Walgreens to try to get the vaccine, and it's just, it's not available yet.
For the company to actually go through the trouble of putting up a sign, how many people had to have walked in?
Oh, a lot.
I mean, two or three people come in, like, I had no big deal. Yeah. Had to have been hundreds.
Yeah, people are just sight set on getting this vaccine, especially when you hear about the efficacy rate and 90%, now 95% they claim from Pfizer, 94.4% from Moderna. So they're getting so many people walking in, you got to put a sign on the front door. Guess what? You know how many people got to walk past that sign and still walk right in and say, hey, yeah, can I get my COVID vaccine? Yeah, hopefully next month, hopefully in December, a couple of million doses or millions will be available for first responders, frontline health workers, etc. Hey, Fester, what is your favorite story of the day?
Oh.
What is your favorite story of this Wednesday edition of the MJ Morning Show?
Remind me. I know I had one that was stuck out to me.
I think it might be mine, too.
All right. How about...
Okay.
Is that it? Is that
the
it?
The coolest guy. Yes. I'm sorry. There's a lot of good stuff today. Right, both, a lot of good stuff today.
Both,
my God.
Both Fester and Roxanne are like, they're both saying, yes, Roxanne fist pumped up in the air. So,
there's always a game show going on between these two.
So when I play that sound effect, you know exactly what that is?
Yes, I do.
All right. What is it?
All right. So there's a video of a guy on top of a New York City bus with a flamethrower.
Whoa.
It's really awesome.
That is awesome. What? The guy jumps off the roof of a Mr. Softy truck. Now, are you? They're all over the place. Are you aware of Mr. Softy?
We had Mr. Softy in the Bay Area for like a couple of years.
He used to come to our concert.
Maybe 10 years ago, there was like two trucks.
There was a Mr. Softy guy, and he came to our radio station.
Yeah,
it's like an ice cream truck. But it's soft serve. So you drive around, you walk up to the window, and Mr. Softy shakes and sundaes and ice cream cones. Mr. Softy, they're all over New York. And this guy, this is a nighttime deal. It's in Brooklyn. The guy jumps off the roof of a Mr. Softy truck that's parked on the side of the road, jumps on the roof of a huge MTA, Metropolitan Transit City bus. And then he's got a flamethrower that he's shooting up in the air, and he's shooting the flames all over the place.
And the bus is just, it moves a little bit. Now, you can see people getting on and off the bus.
The video is incredible, and you can see it on the webpage, mjmorningshow.com.
Yeah, we've got the video up. Folks, you got to see this. You got to go to mjmorningshow.com. That's mjmorningshow.com. You got to check this thing out. It is crazy. Right. He even lit the pavement on fire.
There's a little more information.
What do we know? Who is this? I think I heard he was shooting a music video.
Yes. It's a rap video that he's shooting, and this is part of those scenes.
So the guy was shooting it. Is he in trouble?
Yes.
So are they going to arrest him for...
What law did he break? He's not doing nothing wrong. Yeah.
Is it illegal to shoot a flamethrower into the air in Brooklyn?
I love this video.
From the top of a city bus?
I love this video as much as you do, Fester, but he is in trouble.
For the stunt was part of a Wu-Tang tribute music video by local rapper Dupre God, G-O-D. So what kind of trouble is he in?
NYPD is investigating the incident. And
give me a specific charge, because this guy is awesome.
Reckless torching things on top of a bus.
Awesomeness.
Here's what happened. You know, MJ, there's a liquid in this flamethrower. Yeah. Some of that did land on the roof of the bus. So the bus might have potentially have caught fire.
It did catch on fire.
But it didn't light up in flames.
No injuries reported on the B-26 bus. That's my favorite route, by the way. And 25 passengers were then moved to another bus at a different stop, at the next stop, according to the MTA. You got to see the video. It's up at mjmorningshow.com. That's mjmorningshow.com. Hey, you know what I didn't get to? And this is going to be a fun game. So I know that this is publicity grabbing. I know this is all for PR. But the website Pornhub, they released a list of the biggest searches on election night, state by state. And I'm going to have the crew shout out a state am I going to be able to say what the actual search is, or am I going to be? I have to say, sorry, guys, can't give you that one.
Okay. Right,
hold on. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. It's a very interesting story.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, Q105. Kind of a unique situation today with the Trip a Day song. Usually we announce the song at 8 o'clock and then either Mason or Gino plays it at some time in the midday or the afternoon or the early evening. But today's a little different. You want to listen for Vacation by the Go-Go's. When you hear Vacation by the Go-Go's, sometime in the 9 o'clock hour, it is now 8:57, sometime coming up in minutes in the 9 o'clock hour, when you hear Vacation by the Go-Go's, be the seventh caller here at Q105 at 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047, and you'll win a staycation at the Bilmar Beach Resort on Treasure Island.
That is awesome.
How about that? So we get to announce, we announced it at 8 o'clock. I'm doing a little refresher here, and then sometime coming up at the 9 o'clock hour. All right, listen, I'm not naive. I am not naive. I think, Fester, as far as my radar goes, you'd have to admit that
It's pretty dialed in.
Like Stacy's mom, I got it going on, all right?
Okay, that was a little off radar, but yes, generally you know speaking.
I got to dig up Chloe's mom. Do you remember that?
Of course.
Oh, do I?
Oh, man, I got to dig up Chloe's mom.
Well, don't say it like that. You have to find the parody song, Chloe's yeah. Mom. The way you said yeah. It made it sound like she was in your backyard.
All right, yeah, I need to dig up a body. Yeah. No, I got to dig that up. All right, so I'm not naive. My radar has been pretty good over the years. Wouldn't you say that I can generally sniff out BS, right?
Generally speaking, I'd say yes.
Why are you downplaying that? I think I'm an excellent BS sniffer outer.
You didn't sniff out that I wasn't married.
Whoa. That doesn't apply. You told me you were married.
You lied to us.
You're a liar.
So. I'm not a liar.
You lied to us.
Omission.
All right, I'm kidding. I'm being harsh on you. I think you're lovely. I like you, Roseanne.
All right. Thanks, DJ.
All right. So where are we going?
All right, now, obviously, the adult website Pornhub. Obviously, this is all for publicity reasons, to generate talk, to get more traffic to their websites. And it was after the fact. It was late last week. So it was well after election. I think it was like Friday. The story came out on Friday that Pornhub came out with a list of the top election night searches on their website on election night. So on election night, people going to the Pornhub website, what they were searching for. And I get it that this is a marketing ploy. It's to get folks like us to talk about it. However, I recognize the entertainment value here as well. So I've weighed giving them publicity versus could this be interesting? Yes. So I have their list. Whether it's true or false, this is what they presented. State by state, what people were searching for on this Pornhub website on election night. Some of the state searches, I can say, they put a whole map together, but the states were really, really small. So they had all the shapes of the states, and then inside the state, what the search term was that people were looking for. I had Coop actually make a list for me.
Of all 50 states.
Of all 50 states, because the map is just really small. Hey, Coop, what percentage of these do you think I could possibly say on the air versus I can't say it on the air?
I would say a good 12% of those states.
But I can't say on the air.
That you cannot.
All right, let's play Spin the Wheel of Porn States. And and I'll have you guys shout out states, and I'll tell you whether I can get it on the air or not. All right? Roxanne, you want to go first?
North Dakota.
North Dakota. Let me see if I can say what the top search in North Dakota was on Pornhub on election night. It was... Is this code? Pumpkin.
What? Pumpkin porn.
Is there some...
You sure it's not Blumpkin? Yeah. It's not Blumpkin? There's a big difference.
Yeah, yeah. Fester's going to rush now to the Urban Dictionary. Pumpkin. All right, next. Who wants to blurt out a state? Yes, Froggy.
Tennessee, please.
All right, Tennessee is... Granny.
That's what I'm talking
is
about.
Is that a category? Are people into granny porn?
Okay.
Is that a thing? I know there's got to be a category for everything because humans are freakazoids.
You asked two questions there. Is that a category and is that a thing? And the answer is yes to both of them.
Yes. All right. Fester, what state do you want to blurt out?
The state that my wife was born in, Missouri.
Your wife was born in Missouri?
Yeah, she was born in Kansas City.
I didn't know that.
It's a fun fact.
Accidental.
Oh,
is there a...
I've had a few of those, honey, huh?
Is there a theme in porno that's... Why do you have that look on your face?
Because I accidentally just Googled something on my phone. Pumpkin porn.
Oh, no.
And it's not what I thought it was.
Oh, it doesn't have to do with it, like the jack-o'-lantern eye holes, does it?
Oh, my God.
Does that do with the jack-o'-lantern eyes cut out in the pumpkin? Yes. Oh, that is terrible.
Watch the teeth.
Oh, my God. Did you see something you shouldn't have seen?
I closed out of it very quickly.
Did you see something that you...
Yes. Well, no, I didn't because the pumpkin was hiding it.
So what exactly... Oh, but the pumpkin was attached to the guy's...
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's kind of like the old the pizza delivery boy.
Stop. Oh, hey, I've got your pumpkin right here.
I was picturing pumpkin porn to be where people wore the jack-o'-lanterns on their head
something.
No. What kind of freak are you, Roxanne?
Give me another state. Just blurt it out, guys.
All right. Our state here. We're in Florida.
All right. Florida, the number one search term, Trump.
Oh.
Is there Trump porn? Trump was number one on the Pornhub site on election night for searches. All right, another one. For all you, what state?
Montana.
The state of Montana is, oh, my God, I cannot say that on the air. I know damn well I can't say that. No.
Man.
No, it has to do with something that would include maybe some baked goods. I can't say this. That I cannot say. I do know what that term means. I can't go anywhere near it.
Is it like apple pie theme?
Next state.
About Texas?
The state of Texas. Sex-Mex. Not Tex-Mex. Sex-Mex.
That's like a salsa.
No, it's nothing like
salsa. Is that like sex with Mexicans?
That would be my guess, yes.
Eat his waiter.
Give me another state, Roxanne.
How about Arkansas for 100?
All right, Arkansas furry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Furry, F-U-R-R-Y. Fester, give me another state.
Alaska.
Alaska is No Nut November.
Oh my God!
What is that?
I mean, you don't eat nuts for the month.
If you have a peanut allergy, every month is no nuts.
Does that mean castrated? Are you? Maybe that's your.
I think it means
castration porn. I don't know.
Not having sex for a month.
I mean, it's a month of celibacy.
Froggy, give me another state.
Tennessee.
We already said Tennessee. Come do it. Can you keep track?
That was your joke.
We already said Tennessee.
North Carolina.
All right, North Carolina. I can say it. I'm just uncomfortable saying it.
What does it start with?
It rhymes with Schmildo.
Oh.
I can't figure that out.
Yes. I'm sorry if it's too tough for you.
You can't say any of mine.
Yeah. All right. Well,
okay,
give me another
one. This is election night, right? And I feel like we've just been focusing on the red states,
right.
Alaska, North Carolina. Okay. What about a blue state like New York?
All right. New York, top search was... Can I say that?
Probably can't.
Those filthy New Yorkers.
It's a foot.
Oh,
And then some.
Well, it's related.
Foot, and then if you work somewhere, you call that your
job.
Yes,
occupation.
So I
put the two together.
Let's just leave it there.
Trim those toenails.
Are we done with this yet?
I was.
We could do a whole show.
I kind of want to know more.
Man, with all those feet, you need that that fungus cream. What's that called with the little...
Tenactin.
No. Yeah, right? You know the mucinate? No. What are those little...
They
like,
go under your toenails?
Yeah. You've seen the commercials? No.
With the little goblin character.
Yeah, the little monster characters that are the fungus underneath your toenails. What is that stuff? What is the name of that? All right, are we done with this?
You know what? I really liked this game because I was telling you guys I was having a bit of a travel bug, travel urge.
All right, let me
and I feel like I've gone around the country
all right,
now.
Let me run through it quickly here, and I'll say the ones I can. Alabama, Big Booty. Yeah. Arizona, Navajo. Arkansas, I said that. California, Swag. Colorado, Tushy. Connecticut, Wedgie. Delaware, Election. Georgia, Tickling. Idaho, Orgy. Indiana, Goth. Iowa, Yoga Pants. Kansas, Chubby. Louisiana Popeyes? Is that...
You mean a box of Popeyes chicken?
I'm sure there's some kind of double entendre there.
Mashed two warm biscuits together?
Maine is Daddy. Massachusetts College. Michigan has something to do with sitting. I don't want to say the first part. Nebraska Wife Swap. Ohio's Cougar. Oklahoma Cheerleader. Pennsylvania Fat Ass.
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
Virginia, sloppy, and I can't say the second part of that. West Virginia, BBW, which is big,
beautiful
women, yes. Right? Or woman. Wisconsin, bondage. Wyoming, pregnant. So those are some of the states. I might have left. South Carolina's grandma. South Dakota's wrestling. Utah is Mormon.
Fakest list ever.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is the fakest list.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe it. All right. 9:07, it's the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Morons in the news, a ton of loose ends. Man, we got almost an hour to go.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. Yeah, the Go-Go's. That was vacation. I think we have the seventh caller standing by. Good morning. It's the MJ Morning Show. Who is this?
Good morning. It's Tina. How are you?
Tina, it's MJ and the crew, and we're pleased to tell you, you're caller number 7. You won.
Woohoo! That's awesome. Thank you.
You got it. So you heard us announce the Trip a Day song and the 8 o'clock hour to Vacation Go-Go's. Just played the thing, and well, you're caller 7 here at Q105, and you got the staycation at the Bilmar Beach Resort on Treasure Island. Lovely facility. You guys going to have a great... Who are you going to take? Well, how many family members?
I'm going to take my daughter and my grandson.
Oh, that is absolutely fantastic. Well, you got it, and it is a pleasure to have you on the MJ Morning Show this morning.
Thank you. I'm so glad you guys are back.
You know, we keep hearing that. It's really wonderful. It is fantastic to be back. I've said this a couple of times, but I forgot how much I love doing this show, and especially with Froggy and Fester, now the addition of Roxanne.
Love Roxanne.
It feels great to be back. So thank you so much. Enjoy your staycation on Treasure Island at the Bilmar Beach Resort. And thanks for listening, obviously, to the return of the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
Yes, thank you.
And hang on a sec. Coop, if you need any more with our winner. So that's the first time that we announced the song in the 8 o'clock hour, then played it like in the 9 o'clock hour.
That's pretty cool,
man.
That
was fun.
You never know when it's going to happen.
You should have seen it. The minute the song hit, I was watching the phones and just everything, boom, every phone line just exploded. Rolling up on 9:12, it is the MJ Morning Show. Another great story. So we talked about the flamethrower story. Out of New York, guy jumps on a New York City Metropolitan Transit bus with a flamethrower. He's shooting a... Was that one of the Elon Musk flamethrowers?
It doesn't go that far in the story. You can buy a flamethrower. I mean, it doesn't have to be with that one.
We have the video. The video is up at mjmorningshow.com. It's literally, a guy jumps off of the roof of a Mr. Softy ice cream truck, jumps onto the city bus, and he's got a flamethrower, and he's shooting up in the air. He lights the street on fire because some of the accelerant from the flamethrower leaked out, and the streets just crazy. There are people on the city bus, guys on the roof running around with a flamethrower shooting it. The other crazy story is road rage in Queens. Did you see this?
No, I didn't see the Queen. That's near the Asian market.
Well, it's an Asian part. It's a very heavily Asian populated part of Queens, in one of the boroughs of New York City. And this is insane. Roxanne, you able to get this video up quickly?
I'm working on it right now. I don't want to top this story. So.
Oh, whoa.
Well, hold on. What do you mean you don't want to top this?
This is a story topper.
One up with Roxanne. Well, do her line in the sand.
What do you mean you don't want to top?
So maybe I should tell mine first, because it might not top it. I was in a hotel in New York City in a car crash through.
You were in a hotel in New York?
I was there on a junket. I don't remember what hotel, but it was a random hotel because it was cold. I went and got Dunkin' Donuts, ran across the street to this hotel lobby to sit and review my notes.
Yep.
And I'm sitting in there and a car crashed through. I was in the lobby. I mean, it wasn't as far away as if go down to Pat George's studio.
You were on a junket, like for a promotional movie junket,
right,
to interview?
Yes.
Do you know, remember what movie?
I believe it was
Fast and Furious?
It was what? Hold on.
I think it was We Are Marshall.
the plane crash with the football team in West Virginia.
Yes, Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, wow.
And
that was the 50th anniversary of that crash this past weekend.
Oh, wow. Yes. That was a terrible story. They lost the whole football team, and I think boosters were on that plane, as well as the coaching staff, back in the early 70s, right? Was that a DC-9, I think, that crashed on a...
Sure, sounds good.
Oof. Mm. That's a terrible story. Well, in Queens yesterday... apparently, two Chinese Americans just got into a total brawl. Two drivers, one was in a BMW, another was in a white Audi, and something happened where there's a road rage attack. There was an argument over a double parked vehicle, and you see the guy from the BMW apparently with a baseball bat, and he's approaching the white Audi, and he slams the front of the white Audi with the bat on the front of the car. Then the Audi floors it, runs the guy over, the guy flies onto the hood, and then the white Audi drives right through the front of a bakery on Casino Boulevard in Flushing. I know my dad grew up like right near this place on Casino Boulevard in Flushing. I was just there a couple of months ago having some pizza near St. John's.
So this person thinks they're taking video of just a road rage altercation. And then they get this car smashing through this store. Crazy.
Did we bleep out the possible Chinese curse word? Did we?
I don't speak Chinese, so I don't know what they're saying.
Wei. Ni hao.
So it's hello? Goodbye?
Yes, yeah. I listen to this. You hear that? The guy drives a new Audi right into the guy. Runs him over and then plows the car into a full plate glass window, and the window explodes like you wouldn't believe.
Wow, that sounded very painful.
All right, listen to it again. And the guy, we think the guy cursed in Chinese. Listen to this again. All right, so right there, the first thing you hear, the first slam you hear, listen carefully, I'm going to run it again, is the guy taking the bat and hitting the front of this guy's Audi. Right there, that was him slamming the... Then the guy floors it. Runs over the guy, throws him out of the hood, and then smashes the Audi into the entire store. It's like, what would possess this guy to do that?
So the four big sounds in that clip was the bat on the hood, the screeching of the tires, the guy getting hit, and the glass exploding in the front of this store.
And then a guy ordering some General Tso's chicken at the very end.
Thank you.
And a fortune cookie.
Today's fortune is you're going to get hit by a car.
You got to see this video. We'll put it up in moments. It'll be up on MJMorningShow.com. Craziest thing. You got to see this. We'll have the video up. MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. Hollywood Dirt, Loose Ends, Morons on the News. Oh, the mouthwash story. We got to get to that next on the MJ Morning Show, Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show at Q105. MJ here along with Roxanne and Froggy and Fester. and just a lot of little loose ends. Got some celebrity stuff I wanted to grab. You know, I'd heard this George Clooney story for years, and I guess it's somewhat confirmed. Hold on. What is the George Clooney story? Get to it in a minute. The mouthwash story, and it seems that it got a lot of play, but what is the real effect of this? Yeah, so the story comes out that mouthwash, you might have heard this, it's probably all over Facebook news feeds and everywhere online, mouthwash can kill COVID-19 in 30 seconds. Boom! 30 seconds, like fast-acting tenactin. So, 30 seconds. Want to just let the clock tick for 30 seconds?
No, I don't.
Yeah, either do I.
Well, yes, listen, do you have to bathe in it, though? I mean, does it clean it out of your mouth?
It's in your mouth, yeah. If you what do you do with mouth? You're not going to bathe in a whole bathtub of Listerine.
How does this become effective for contact surfaces?
It doesn't. Okay. So here's the deal. The story is kind of like a headline grabber, but in reality, what practicality does it have? Mouthwash can kill COVID-19 within 30 seconds, according to a British study from Cardiff University. And it indicates that certain over-the-counter mouthwashes containing at least 0.07% of CPC, cetapiridinium chloride, whatever the hell that
big
is,
word.
Showed promising signs to be able to destroy the virus when exposed in a lab setting. All right, let's say that the mouthwash that you have has the CPC ingredient. It's been around since like the 1930s, and it kills maybe the virus in your mouth. But that would be it. It's not going to kill the virus in your respiratory system. So you might kill the immediate virus in your mouth right then and there. But then just breathing or hacking, talking, is going to expel more air with potential virus and viral load from your lungs.
I think if you gargle with it for 30 seconds and then also snort it for 30 seconds, that really helps.
Inject it.
Is that a joke?
Let's inject it. We ought to inject it. Remember the injecting bleach thing?
I couldn't tell if it was a joke. I was like, you have to snort Listerine?
Anyway.
It's a joke.
Crest Pro Health, Act Total Care, and Colgate Total Advanced Pro Shield. The active ingredients is PCP.
No, CPC.
Oh.
CP.
Oh, I'm sorry. PCP is totally different.
Yeah. Oh, you'd act pretty funky. Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, so CPC is in Crest Pro Health, ACT Total Care, and Colgate. So it might kill the virus in your mouth, but to think that this is a panacea, this is going to cure it all, nah. It's more of a snazzy, attention-grabbing headline other than any kind of real practicality.
I remember that was kind of a thing when COVID first came on. It was like, oh, well, it'll end if you gargle with hot salt water, you won't get it, and gargle with Listerine. I heard that back in April.
Yeah, that's garbage. Gargle with salt water?
If you eat a whole package of Stridex pads, it'll take it right out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't buy into those things. All right, the George Clooney story. In fact, Festa, we might have talked about this on the original MJ Morning Show run years ago.
We talked about it as it being a rumor.
And we didn't we?
You poo-pooed it right away.
This is years ago. And this rumor's been circulating for a long time. And it has to do with George Clooney. And the story, the rumor that George Clooney once gave 14 friends, close friends, $1 million each.
That's incredible.
Well, Whoa. It's incredible that somebody has 14 friends.
I mean, he's George Clooney.
I know, but you're
really?
Like...
I've got 14 friends.
I know, but...
What are you, a hermit?
I'm surprised you don't. You ever had dinner at his house, Roxanne?
I've got like 8 friends.
See?
Roxanne, did I ever tell you the time that I was eating dinner at Il Nero Gatto in the mountains of Chernobyl on the southern part of Lake Como, and George Clooney was at the table next to Michelle, me, and the kids?
I remember that story.
Yep, true story. George Clooney apparently explains why he gave 14 close friends $1 million each. I guess it's a real story. George Clooney has finally confirmed that he once gave 14 close friends $1 million each. This is a years-old story, and I guess this was finally confirmed in an interview with GQ, which came out yesterday, Tuesday. This is fresh. This is brand new. And it's in honor of George Clooney being named the magazine's Icon of the Year. His close friend and Casa Amigos business partner, that's his tequila, right? Casa Amigos. First relayed the story about the suitcase stuff with cash years ago, but this is the first time the famous prankster has opened up about the gift himself. So I guess he's known to be a prankster?
Yeah, yeah. I've always read stories of him having a good time with fellow actors on the set and being a funny guy.
It wasn't a prank. He said, Amal and I had just met, but we weren't dating at all. Clooney told GQ, recalling his mindset back in 2013, I was a single guy. All of us were aging. I was 52 or something, and most of my friends are older than me. And I thought, what do I have? What I do have are these guys who've all... What is it? And I thought, what I do have are these guys who've all, over a period of 35 years, helped me in one way or another. Well, there we go. And he listed all of his friends, what they've done for him. They helped me when I needed help over the years, and I've helped them over the years. We're all good friends. Blah, blah, blah. So,
and he gives them $1 million.
Yeah.
If you...
Clooney got a van with florist printed on the side, picked up the cash from a location in Los Angeles that housed giant pallets of money, alongside a couple of security guys that were bleeping themselves. The actor stuffed the goods into 14 Tumi suitcases. So he went out and bought 14 Tumi pieces of luggage. And I mean, this is like something out of Ocean's 11, right?
So, and
then he gets the money together. He asks his friends to come over the next day. And I just held up a map and I just pointed to all the places that I got to go in the world and all the things I've gotten to see because of them. And he says, and I said, how do you repay people like that? And I said, oh, well, how about $1 million?
Oh, my God. What a dramatic douche.
And that was the 27th or 28th of September. A year later, on the 27th, just by happenstance, was the day that he got married, blah, blah, blah. But he gave all these friends, 14 friends, a Tumi suitcase with $1 million cash in each one. So he had to go pick up, with two security guys, he had to go pick up $14 million in cash.
Don't fly through Tampa International with that kind of money.
Yeah, don't take that on the plane.
You are correct. They would confiscate that.
How about being the 15th friend, just out on the bubble, just missing out?
I got to believe it was $100 bills, because...
Sure.
If it were 50s or 20s, I don't know if it would fit in a...
It'd be a big bag.
In a Tumi suitcase.
That's awesome.
So the rumor, the story, apparently is real. He confirmed it. That's been one of those stories that's been going around for years.
I would think that would just be like, if I was his friend, I wouldn't believe it, and I would open it and assume it was like swag from one of his Ocean's 11 movies, like a big, like just a bunch of fake money.
Now, Whoa. Can we get confirmation from Richard Gere about his long-running story? Still waiting for that one.
And which one would that be?
I think you know the one with the little...
Hang on, I hit the wrong button.
Little rodent, maybe?
let me try that again. And which one would that be, Froggy?
There you go. That's more like it. Richie like it.
That would be... What little furry creature is that, right, Fester?
Little gerbil?
Yes!
Yeah. So cute.
I don't think that rumor is true, Froggy.
No.
You got a great final segment next.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
You know, some more good news here. I saw this item. Before I get into the rest of the Hollywood stuff, we got a great pile of morons in the news. Final award-winning segment of the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Immunization against COVID-19 could last years, according to a new study. You know, there's a lot of questions, like with the vaccines. How long would it last? Would it be like a seasonal thing where you need to get the COVID vaccine, like the flu shot, every year? Yeah, promising research comes on the heels of the news of the two vaccines, the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine. And, of course, Pfizer came out and said our vaccine is over 90% effective. Then Moderna hits and says our vaccine is 94.5% effective. And then breaking news, like at 7 a.m. this morning, Pfizer's back out saying, hey, Moderna, take this. Our vaccine is now 95% effective. So that's true. But now, promising research talks about the effective rates, and now scientists at the La Jolla Institute of Immunology in California, they found that with a new study that 8 months after the pandemic first surfaced, most of their participant survivors still have plenty of immunity to fight off another bout of the coronavirus, indicating that a slow rate of decline in the protection could last for years, according to reports yesterday.
That's awesome. That's some game-changing news right there, man. You know, once a decade? Once every 5 years? Like a tetanus shot?
Hey, remember also that you need to get one, at least with the current vaccines, with the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna, once it's available, you got to get shot number one, and then within, was it weeks or a month?
I believe I saw a month.
Within a month, you got to get the second dose, so you got to get a booster for it to be fully effective. Al Roker has announced his return to the Today Show. Al Roker was out for prostate cancer, so he had surgery. So Al Roker is going to be heading back to the Today Show, I guess. It was this great relief for the first start. This is terrific news. I'm going to be up for a lot of people. So Roker,
he's back.
Is he back already?
Is he recovered?
No, within a week.
Have they taken the prostate out? I mean, is he still?
I do know that he had an aggressive kind of prostate cancer.
Yep. Yeah, he'll be back within a week. So maybe sometime next week. Al Roker, 66 years old. He had prostate cancer sneak up on him. You know, prostate cancer typically pretty curable. It's not like the pancreatic cancer that Alex Trebek had. But just like Dolly Parton, I don't know who doesn't like Dolly Parton and who doesn't like Al Roker. I've always liked Al Roker.
I could care less about him.
Oh, shut up, Fester. Yeah, what do you mean you can care less about Al Roker?
Roker's always rubbed me the wrong way.
Stop. And I don't watch a lot of these cooking shows and MasterChef, but did anyone know about this 14-year-old kid? He was on MasterChef Junior, Ben Watkins. Anyone know about this kid?
No. You know, I've seen the show a couple of times.
Hang on. Roxanne is in the corner with her fingers in her ears.
Too sad.
What's wrong?
Too sad. I did read about it, and it's awful.
Did you know the kid?
No, I didn't
show?
Know him, but I just saw a sweet little face, and I saw it on TMZ, probably same place you did, and I clicked on it just because he was such a beautiful, adorable boy, and it's a terrible, terrible story.
This adorable kid, 14 years old, I guess he was on Master Chef, and he's dead at 14 years old. He had a soft tissue tumor. Angiomatoid fibrous histiocytoma, if I pronounced that properly.
I don't think you did.
It's terrible. Oh, boy. So sorry for the downer there. Hey, do you have that transit ad that I gave you? You know, the little sign?
Yes, I do.
All right. Can you give
Isn't
it back
great?
To me?
Yeah you want that back? Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Did you put this thing on the website?
You've only given me like 20 things to put up.
Is it up?
It's in process.
Like, I gave it to you 2 hours ago.
I know, we'll you soon. Asked me to do five other things since then.
We've had a couple of we've had higher priority things today than this.
I'm one person, one human.
Oh, no, don't say that.
That's the wrong thing. You got to get this thing up.
Oh, my God.
That's the wrong thing to say.
Roxanne, you got to get it up. Right.
Okay. Well, take a look at the picture. I think the picture got it up.
Yeah.
Nice.
You are correct. That is 100% accurate.
So, where are they using this logo?
The British Columbia Ferries.
Ferries?
Yeah, ferries. The boat, the ferry. You get on a ferry. Right?
I thought it was like a Powder Puff football team or something.
It's a very unfortunate image or pictogram. It is of a masked man. Who is that masked man? And how quickly can you have the image up? Because people need to see this thing.
47 seconds.
Less than 3 minutes.
Okay. Passengers, once they look at the image and they're sort of told what to look for, or many people see it on their own, they cannot then unsee the image. There is a circular picture of a man wearing a mask. And there are strict rules aboard the British Columbia, Canada, up in the Vancouver area, very strict rules. You got to wear a mask on the ferry. The guy wearing the mask with a side profile, then the strings, the loops over his ear.
Who approved this?
I don't know, but the minute I looked at this, I'm like, the guy's got a giant penis coming out of his mask and hitting his ear.
Nobody else saw that before it went to print?
My God, he's got a wiener on his face.
Look at this. They put these all over the Vancouver, Canada ferries. Now, once you see that, can you unsee that?
No, you can't.
You can't. He's a wiener face.
That is insane. All right, we'll get the image up. You got to see it. There's a lot of stuff up on the website today. MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. A lot of stuff up on the website. We'll get that up in just a bit. Morons in the news, and we'll get out of here. What a bonehead. Why do people that work for delivery companies, why do they think they can get away with stealing or pilfering items? And if they're attached to it, or if the item is in their possession, or if their fingerprints are anywhere on, why do they think they can get away with trying to steal it? I don't understand this. An Amazon driver, this is in Long Island, New York, Deer Park. Oh, that's where my robot R9 came from. Yeah, not around anymore.
You have a robot?
No, robot.
Oh.
Yeah, beautiful little thing. An Amazon driver rerouted a customer's TV and chair to his home. So the Amazon driver, he rerouted the delivery to his home. So he got the huge TV and the chair. Merchandise valued at $5,600, Fester.
That's a pretty bad scam when it's going back to your house. That's all traceable.
He rerouted the truck from where it was supposed to be dropped off to his house. So, of course this is going to be traceable. Authorities accused Edward Seifert, 48, of Deer Park, Long Island, New York, was supposed to deliver the merchandise valued at $5,600 from Amazon's Bethpage warehouse, but rerouted the truck to another location. Accused of threatening a 28-year-old colleague not to tell authorities about his actions. He was arrested by the Nassau County Police. I mean, some of the schemes that people come up with.
Pretty bad.
You see the Florida maniac that attacked the Disney security guard and the dude was on LSD?
Yeah.
I've never seen a Disney guard that's in shape, so.
Guy all hopped up on LSD, randomly attacked the security guard from behind at Disney's Animal Kingdom. James Arvid, 19 years old, from Pompano, facing a felony charge on battery. Yeah, in the Dinoland USA section of the park, he tackled the uniformed 41-year-old worker, put him in a headlock. The guard managed to get on his walkie-talkie and call for backup, call for help. Others rushed. Even some guests also tried to help subdue the guy until the authorities arrived.
Did any of the characters come out to help? Did, you know, Donald Duck come out or Mickey?
It appeared that this guy was in a state of delirium. He had unexpected strength. The guy was all pumped up on LSD. I thought that happens with PCP, that you can get crazy strength with that.
Same family, right?
Yeah, basically.
The dude said, I took LSD and tried to kill somebody. He said that while he was strapped down on a stretcher, according to the report. He did not remember any of the details. He tackles the security guard from behind.
That's not the way to go, man.
My God. Who thought that being a security guard at Animal Kingdom is like a potentially deadly situation? All right, guys. Anything else before we get out of here today?
I think that's about it.
Yeah, a little bit of everything today. And Roxanne, do you have everything we need up on the website?
She's typing away feverishly.
Everything we've talked about is up on the website.
You got to see the image of the British Columbia ferry. You got to don or wear a mask pictogram. Because once you see the wiener on this guy's ear, you're not going to be able to unsee it, I promise you. All right, MJMorningShow.com. Tons of stuff up there today. MJMorningShow.com. Folks, have a fantastic Wednesday, and we'll see you back here tomorrow on Q105.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.